And now for our feature presentation.
Caller, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
One, two, get down.
All right, caller, you may be gay. Now listen to me. I'm going to tell you something.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what you see. Be a bad mother. Look at me. You know what you see. A bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. Know what to see. See a bad mother.
No, dude, I told you, you're gay. You know what your DNA stands for? Desperately eating ass. No, you've been smoking too much of that fairy dust. Get off my airwaves. No. Now listen, you go get help, or you live in the culture you want to. Now go get some ass like a real man. I got work to do. Thank you, caller. Call back.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. God, I've been gone for a minute. It's been a long time. Things have changed. Things are new. There's a new executive producer she's going to be producing a show and working with me on MVP On Demand. There's three or four projects that I'm currently working on. If you look at my Facebook page, you see what I'm doing. Very busy. I haven't been on the air for, a couple of weeks. I have to get back into it. I slipped from number one. I have my eye on who is number one right now. I won't tell you who it is because I don't want them to have more views. New format. We're going to be interviewing a lot more independent artists, a lot more celebrity artists, a lot more business people. And things will be new. You'll see. But it's same old me. I'm not new. I'm old. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. I'm going to give you the phone number if you'd like to call in. Because we're going to talk about a subject that's going to hit home. There's a lot of things. As we get older, there's more of an awakening that is happening to me. But the number to call in, if you have enough courage, 319-527-6099. That's the number to call in. 319-527-6099. Number will get you on the air. When you do come on the air, if you have a business or whatever you're doing, promote it. It's free airtime. It's the only time it's going to be free. Our major subject. Here we go. This cult-like farce called marriage. I'll explain that a little bit later. And I said it right. This cult, like farce, we call marriage. Is it time to get rid of it? It's not working. It's not working at all. This is our subject for today. And also, we're going to be doing reviews. I haven't done it in a long time. And I misspelled Halloween. No, did I? I don't know. Yeah, I did. Over the holidays, I saw two movies. One was Scream. Another one was Halloween Kills. I'm a horror fan. I gave my review later on, towards the end of the broadcast. Happy Martin Luther King Day, Dr. King Day. Even you racist people are happy today because you got a day off and you get paid for it. This is the only day that black people are paid to have a day off. How's that? But going back to our subject, this cult like farce called marriage. Is it time to get rid of it? You know, this is not working, folks. As we move into 2022, there's a San Diego divorce lawyer team has provided everything you need to know and quite possibly more about divorce. Divorce is up. Violence is up. You know, it's really funny. I'm talking to my friends. Yeah, I got them. They're married. And what's really strange is they can't wait to get the hell out of the house. I'm telling you, guys talk too. Women you talk, but guys talk too. To be cooped up with the same wife for 24/7, they can't handle it. We had a little talk. I was talking to somebody just last night. Didn't even know who he was, a stranger. We started talking, this guy. We're talking about the pandemic and everything closing. And then I made a remark like, well, I guess strip clubs are having a problem. And he smiled. He goes, no, man, dude, they're filled up. I go, what? Yeah. They're filled up. Everybody wants to get the hell out of the house. They're tired of looking at their wives. They're looking at these strippers. And I don't know how lap dance is going to go with a mask. I don't know. But that keys on this subject. I can only talk to you in a man point of view. Unless you're a woman, you want to come in, tell me a woman point of view. But there's no escaping violence towards the wife, alcoholism, wife beating, kids. Look at the news. See, the human beings cannot be locked down this way. They go nuts. But majority of the time, the guys that I'm talking to, they need to get the hell away from their wives. They said too much. And then I started thinking, that's why we got the subject. But isn't this the woman you married? Isn't it the woman you want to be the rest of your life with? Isn't this the woman that you promised the Lord that to be faithful and honor, cherish? Working. Here it is, COVID-19, the pandemic, divorce stats. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and other states are on lockdown all over the United States and the world, we may be in for the longest, I'm sorry, we may be in the largest single year increase in divorce in decades. Why is that happening? Why, it says here, we may be in for the largest single year increase in divorce in decades. Why is that? Is a human being only, are we like penguins? We mate and we have to be with the same person forever? Why is that? I mean, this woman you married, but yet when you're locked down or you take a trip and you realize how annoying she is, didn't you know that before? You just got me interested. I have to read that again. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, varying states of lockdowns all over the United States and the world, we may be in for the largest single-year increase in divorce in decades. I'll keep track of any reports and data that comes out over the next year and report it here. And then I started looking into, and I don't know how I fell into it, polymarriage. Polymarriage. If you're not familiar with, and you know, I started reading it, and it starts to make sense, and it makes sense for the woman too. You know, it really does. See, what polymarriage is about, it's almost like, is a practice of a desire for intimacy and relationships with more than one partner. That's what it is. So, and the Mormons used to practice this, meaning that you can have four or five people and you're kind of betrothed to them. But if you really think about it, ladies, this works for you. Because if you look for the stats, if you look at the stats, a lot of women over 35 are single. A lot of women outlive their men, and they're alone, and they die alone. 45, 55, 60. Well, the last 10 years, you end up taking care of your man because he's sick. Hey, not to mention, he can't get a hard-on. I mean, those blue pills are expensive. And not to mention a lot of medical conditions that he may fall into and still leave you with, I don't know, desires. So if you're in a poly marriage or relationship or whatever, why not have the guy have 3 or 4 women? Why not? At least you're not going to be alone. You'll be taken care of. I'm sure there'd be tons of kids that you can play with. It's making more and more sense because I'm telling you, traditional marriage does not work. I have a post up. I have a post up that says, I don't have it. Did I have it? Let me go on Facebook. So sometimes I'll go on Facebook because I really need to read that post. And it pertains to marriage. It was kind of jokingly, but it pertains to marriage. In fact, there's a little joke somebody put up here. It has a woman looking out the window, a guy sitting down reading the newspaper, and she says, I have blisters on my hands from the broom. And he says, take the car next time. See, that's funny. That's funny. But the post that I put up, and it's on this marquee, and I can't see the marquee because I'm on the air. Basically, it says that this person has been married for like 25 years or 35 years. And basically what it says is that people don't stick around through the bad times, but making it work is fixing what's broken. And basically, in essence, meaning that people don't stick around anymore or they don't bother fixing what's broke. That's the problem. That's the problem. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the stats. We're going to get into polymarriages. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into relationships. We're going to get into why it doesn't work. We'll get into the stats because you're going to be really surprised. And I'm going to take a quick break, but I'm going to tell you one thing. There's some information I want to tell you. You know, I've been taking care of business, writing scripts, and blah, 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 but I've also been taking care of business with health. And before I left the air, I'm talking about people getting health and checkups and everything. And if I didn't have insurance, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't afford this shit. But what's really interesting is that when I go, I wanted to get my teeth cleaned, so I went to the dentist. And they had to fill out a form. And the reason I'm telling you this is very important. And I didn't know this. So they give you a form, a questionnaire about you because they've never seen you before. Well, one of the questions were, do you smoke marijuana? How often do you smoke marijuana? Did you smoke marijuana today? These are the questions. I'm going, these are questions. So I answered. And when I got into the dentist, I asked him about that. Why, what difference does it make if you smoke marijuana before you see the dentist? And this is what they said, and it's very interesting. What they said was, and this is from the dentist, well, if people come to the dentist and they smoke marijuana, they said that if you're having some kind of procedure done by smoking marijuana, you are kind of counter-reacting the sedative or what they give you. So meaning they can't put you under, meaning that you will feel the drill. Normally when they numb you, if you have smoked marijuana, it counter-reacts it, and you will feel what's going on, and you will not get as numb as you should. I'm going to pass that on. I was going to take a break, but 323 is on the air. 323, is this Joe?
Where's my goddamn pizza?
You know, sir, we tried to give you your pizza before, and your checks still haven't cleared from last year. We're not gonna
well,
put
not
you.
Supposed
we're not,
to. I'm not fucking ordering from this goddamn fucking place anymore. I'm ordering from a new place. You people are
good because we're at air.
Slow.
We're an air conditioning shop, sir. We told you that before.
I don't care.
Get out of here with your
pizza.
We're not giving you your pizza.
Pizza.
No, we'll fix your air conditioning. You get your own pizza. How you doing, Joe? Good to hear you.
Hey, what's up, Brian? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can you hear me? Because I'm using new air plugs, and I reinstalled my app to see if I can get better transmission and better connection. So how's it coming across?
You sound good. You're coming out
okay.
And strong. You sound good. Hey, Joe, did you hear what I was just – did you hear what I just said? So I was going to get a cleaning, right? Well, I did get a cleaning at the dentist,
mm-hmm.
right? And they were asking me about if I smoke marijuana. And so bottom line,
mm-hmm.
they're asking me all these questions. So I asked the dentist, I'm going, well, what's with all these questions about marijuana? And then she explained to me, my dentist has to be a woman, and she explained
mm-hmm.
to me that if you smoke marijuana, we cannot, you know when they shoot you with the Novocaine and they numb your mouth?
Right.
It will counter-react it. It will not take, meaning that you will feel, you know, the work, the procedure, because your mouth will not get numb because
yeah.
of the marijuana that's in your system. I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. You better watch out for those questions, though, because they may be asking for more than just medical reasons. They may want to compile a database of people who are using drugs. And I'm serious. The way your state is, Newsom, he wants to collect everything and everybody.
I know. Hey, let him come to me. Where I live, I'm sure they don't want to see Al Sharpton marching down the street saying, you know, free Brian. I have nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
But that information was
mm-hmm.
interesting. And you know what else was interesting? So I was filling out this form, and it was the same form, waiting there, just trying to get information on you. Then it says, are you male or female? Check this out. 10 questions. With the it says, do you want to be dressed by he, she, or other? Do you recognize yourself
yeah.
as male, female? It was like 10 freaking questions about your sex, and are you a gender, this and this, and how do you want to be dressed? Are you offended with he, she,
and,
they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I go, are you freaking kidding me? Anyway.
That's the one
happy
thing I really hate about it.
Yeah. You're not going to like the show today. Joe is boring, because I'll tell you.
Why? Well, it's okay.
Because,
I always tolerate the show, so I can tolerate it one more day.
Well, happy King Day. You know, I'm going to play a little bit. I didn't plan on playing Martin Luther King. They played a little segment on
mm-hmm.
cable news. And there's a little segment where he's talking about, this is King, he's giving a speech about... was it the Promised Land? I've been to the mountaintop. He was giving a speech.
Out of the mountaintop. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it, kids, whatever. But something caught my ear this time. Because
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the speech, and I'm trying to find it, he talks about he's been to the Promised Land. He's been to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay. And I've been there, and I may not get there with you. But I've been there. I've been to the Promised Land. I'm saying, wait a minute. Isn't this the story of Moses? Because didn't Moses free his people, and then he took him, he was on Mount Sinai, and he took him to the Promised Land, but God punished Moses and kept him in the mountain, and he didn't get
yeah.
to the Promised Land, but the people. I'm going, wait a minute. And I'm going, is this Moses' story? Because when King started talking about it, it brought
yeah.
me back to Moses, but in a different
well,
way.
I don't, right, yeah.
You know, when he's saying that I've been to the mountaintop and I've been there and I may not get there with you, and he already predicted his death at that time after he finished his speech within a couple of days. They assassinated
mm-hmm.
him. But when he was talking, it sounded like he was talking about Moses and Mount Sinai, the Promised Land.
You know, Well, he might have borrowed the principle, you know, because of his particular ambition.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I mean, he was a pastor. He was a he borrowed biblical biblical phrases and biblical meanings.
Well, I'm gonna do that. Wait till I get a
hold
of
something. Well, you should, because and if you do, I will pray for you.
Mm-hmm. I know you will. Of course, you don't believe in God, so that's not going to do me any good. So what the hell?
Hell
but,
no. But that's not going to stop me from becoming a pastor.
Here you go again. This is 22. This is 2022. Are you going to start that fight again? He'll bring him in. You're going to bring in the clergy.
Right.
Before I go on. How was Blog Talk before? I was gone for a while. I know I slipped, but how was Blog Talk? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Any new shows?
New ones? Maybe a couple. I've been going to one show on a fairly regular basis. It's pretty good, especially
really?
When they have the female hosts. Yeah. They take a look at the switchboard often. They allow people to come in quickly. They allow people to speak. So it's, to me, it's a good show.
Wow. What's the show about?
It's about politics.
Oh, I think you're tired of politics. I thought you hate politics. Is it a right-wing kind of show?
Yeah.
You know,
it's yeah.
Is it?
Mainly. It's a conservative show,
okay.
Conservative libertarian.
I took a break from politics, thank God, and then I find out that Trump is upset at DeSantis, whatever, from Florida, and that Trump wants
mm-hmm.
to run for 24. I go, here we go again. I was done with it.
Yeah.
I was done. He's doing his rallies. He's doing his crap. And I'm saying, this guy got some big Trump balls, man. If I was under indictment for all this shit that he was under, my first thought is, hey, I think I'll run for president. You know what I mean? I'm
well,
under lawsuits.
I know. If he gets elected, those
yeah.
people are in trouble.
I know. Isn't that the ultimate revenge? I know.
Right?
Right. I guess you're right. Shit goes away, right? I just make shit go away. There is this woman. Her name, she's on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to pull her up. Her name is Dr. Hey, everybody, we're still going to talk about the marriage. And if you're married, you're in trouble. But give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to my friend Joe. I haven't been on for a while. Her name is Dr. Love. She just got a show on Blog Talk. She has a thing called
mm-hmm.
Ask Dr. Love. Let me see. You're going to hear a little bit of her. She's going to be my new
nemesis. Oh, you've got somebody from Facebook. Are you somebody from Facebook communicating with you now? You've got instant messaging with her? Or him?
No. I sometimes when I'm on the air, people will write in my message
oh,
on Facebook,
okay.
And I'll read it or I'll see things. Well, here's who Dr. Love is. She's on Facebook right now. She calls herself
mm-hmm.
Connecting Souls. Her real name
oh,
is Dr. Jamie Turndorf. That's her real name, but she goes by Dr. Love. Connecting
Love.
Souls on Earth and Spiritual Planes. I pulled her up. Let me pull her on YouTube. This is interesting because she has a show on, and she's talking about marriage,
mm-hmm.
relationships. And I think, I'm thinking, well, does she reach the male audience, or does it just one of those female things. Let me see. You got to hear this.
Okay.
Oh, where is she at? Oh, motherfuck. Now I can't find her. Wait a minute. How about if I do this?
Welcome back, Brian.
Hey, thank you. Wait. Here she is. All right. You're going to hear a little bit of her, Joe. Tell me what you think. She's talking
okay.
about honesty ruins relationships, and everybody, it goes with what we're going to talk about. But here's a female's perspective about honesty and relationship. Let me tell you something before we start.
Okay.
People don't even know what fucking honesty is. Let me tell you something about honesty. Honesty is good when it's when it's positive, builds you up, gives you confidence. But then you kind of dismiss honesty when it's negative. People don't like it. So either can you handle honesty? She explains this, but I'm just going to go my own thing. People cannot handle honesty. They can't. And they shouldn't. Because people cannot take criticism. If you really want to be honest, you have to be with a person who can take criticism. Because honesty is not all about positivity and building you up. If you're going to be honest, it's like, you look like shit this morning, honey. But you know what? Once you stay in the house, I'll take care of the person at the door because I don't want them to see who I'm dating. Or you gain weight.
Because I don't want them to see. You, I don't want them to see who I'm dating. Can you take two steps back, sweetheart? Thank you.
Can you put this bag over your head? You know, it's a bit. But what I'm saying is, you know, we can go with this blah, blah, blah bullshit. And I hate these. I don't like therapists, number one. I don't. I don't like healing therapists, number two. I can't. They're on my target list. And I don't believe one person in this world can handle everybody's problems or know what they have to do. And if I came from the hood and I got a therapist in Beverly Hills and she's never been in the valley before, does she really know me? Oh, well, you know what, Brian? You know, shut up. You don't. Can she know everybody and fix everybody? No. To me, I believe therapists. I'm going to try to get her on a show because I know she's on Blog Talk. I want to get her on a show. You'll listen to her because she has her own show. So she's going to talk about honesty. No, and is it a good idea to be honest? I don't know. Because people cannot handle criticism. It has to take a special person to handle criticism. Even my girlfriend walks on glass when I ask her something that she has to be really brutally honest to me, and she will even sidetrack it because she doesn't want to hurt my feelings. And so I don't know if people are have enough courage to be honest, because it's not all going to be good. But anyway, that's my thing. Here she is. Just listen to a little bit of it. Joe, you're a guy. I can't take that much of it with her. Here she is. Here she is.
You know, you sound like me with these relationship counselors that are on Blog Talk Radio. God, they fucking they piss me off.
They piss. Yeah, and they talk like they're from another planet, like, you know, and they whisper, and it's so condescending how they talk to you, and they're bringing you up to their listen to her. Okay, her name is Ask Dr. Love. Listen to her. Here she goes. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with Psychotech.
I even hate the music. You know, that transcending music, it sounds so... I even hate that right now. And now, shut up. All right, let's listen to this woman. Just for a little bit.
Therapist, author, love it.
Psychotherapist. I'm a psychotherapist. You need help, call me. Here we go. Listen to this.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Jamie Turndorf, Ph.D. For expert advice on love and relationships, call into the show at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Or you can submit your question online at AskDrLove.com. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I want to welcome you once again to...
Wait a minute. Which is it, Dr. Love or Dr. Jamie Turndorf? What is it? Pick one. Pick a lane. What the hell are you doing? You're already irritating me.
I can tell you're a fan of hers already.
Oh, man. I'm going to get her on the show. Dr. Love my ass.
That would be nice. I mean, hey, if you do get her on the show, I'd like to grill her. Would that be okay? Because, I mean, you know, I can be kind of hard on certain types of guests.
Right. How about if you hold her while I I punch her in the head. That would be good.
Are you kidding? Yeah, that would be the best type of interview. Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Exactly, the sound effects. Hold it, Brian. Hold it. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get through this. Remember, she's on Blog Talk Radio. This is her show. Listen to this.
My show. Today's topic is called, Is Too Much Honesty?
Online at AskDrLove.com. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I want to welcome you once again to my show. Today's topic is called, Is Too Much Honesty Ruining Your Relationship?
Right.
Question for you. Are you someone who buys into the adage that honesty is the best policy? And when you had it, does your tongue transform into a weapon of mass destruction? Well, don't kid yourself. You don't need to use swords or guns to mortally...
Good. I use poison. Already, she's on my nerves. Joe, don't fall asleep on me. I need you right here. What do you think? Already.
Well, that sounds like a normal introduction that somebody would give of themselves. So I want to hear what her advice is. She's a psychotherapist. She's not one of these dime a dozen relationship counselors. So she's supposed to be professional. So, you know, who knows? You know, her advice is supposed to be good, but who knows?
All right. Remember, psychotherapist. We don't even get the clue.
Yeah.
The first word is psycho. I mean, don't we? Isn't that our first clue? All right, here we go.
You know.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's give her a shot. Okay. She has a lovely voice. She has a healy voice. Here's what she has to say.
We wound those closest to you. Words cut like knives, and you can easily bury your relationship with one slice of that truthful tongue. So in this show, I'm going to explain why honesty isn't always the best policy and why continuing on the path of full disclosure could put a permanent closure on your relationship. So stay tuned for the skinny on honesty and find out my guidelines for when to speak the truth and when to button your lip. And then...
What a bitch. Violence. Button your lip. You hear that? You hear that? Joe, don't believe... Are you going on her side? Are you have an open mind to her?
No, I'm just listening. You know, she's going to be like a relationship counselor. I'm not going to like her. Depends about what kind of advice she gives. But I don't like these. The other ones. The other ones aren't certified. They're not licensed, and they pretend to be experts.
Right. Well, here she's licensed. Here we go.
I know. She's a psychotherapist. Okay.
Yeah, there she goes.
Questions that were submitted to my site that I selected to answer.
The first
one's called Mindset Readjustment. And in this question, I'm helping out a young man who wants to know how to stop being upset by his long-distance workaholic girlfriend's refusal to take time to talk with him. So stick around for my surprising answer, which consists of having him use rather than ignore his feelings to bring them closer. And in the question, I am a mess, I help out a woman whose formerly wonderful husband has turned into the evil Mr. Hyde, who now frequently tans her hide with his vicious words and actions. And she wants to know how she can return to the bliss of the early days when they were best friends who laughed and loved.
Oh, God. You want to know how to return to the early days? Get them drunk. Start being an alcoholic. Case closed. Take drugs. This girl gives you bad advice. You know that? You know that? It's horrible. It's horrible, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she horrible?
Yeah. No, horrible. I haven't heard her say anything yet. Except,
For God's sake. You're such a pussy. All right, here we go.
I haven't heard her say anything except that, you know, honesty isn't always the best policy. I want to hear her go into it. Deeper depths.
All right, here it is.
A lot.
Okay.
So, you know, research says couples that loved each other in the good old days have a good chance of resurrecting their old feelings. So stay tuned to find out how she can tell if this happy outcome is in the cards for her or not. And then I'm going to do a reading between the sheets segment. This is where I put those tough sexual problems to bed. And in this question, it's called It Is Complicated. I advise a woman who allowed a strange man to screw her on a public sink. I should say pubic sink, but seriously. Now she has the sinking feeling that she might be a submissive. So stick around and see how I flush out what this incident reveals about herself. So now let's get on to today's topic, the truth about honesty. Getting it off your chest, venting, expressing yourself, airing your feelings.
Really, Joe? Do I have to keep going on so you can get the gist of this? This is killing me.
No, I don't play anymore then. It's,
No, I'm going to play some more. I mean, everything she said was okay. A teaser. Stay tuned. All right, let's see what she has to say. Here we go.
Just being honest. They're all expressions you've heard or used yourself. But did you know that all these expressions are glorified forms of self-indulgence? Now, what on earth do I mean? Well, in a nutshell, when feelings build up, it's frustrating to sit on them, and it feels damn good to release them. That feel-good sensation is a form of self-gratification. It's like taking a poop. Ah, there's a release of pressure. But when you dump emotional turds on others, it's no different than literally pooping on them. It's a sad fact that our education at home and in school doesn't include learning how to control our impulses. And the result is that most humans act out their negative feelings using hostile actions and words. Now, I call the dysfunctional ways that people release and act out their anger fight traps. And these traps consist of open warfare, like name-calling, character assassination, put-downs, and sarcasm, just to name a few, and secret warfare, such as silent treatment, I forgot, recruiting allies, and so on. I give you a full list of these fight traps until death do us part, so you can recognize them. But when it comes to acting out our aggression, the point I want you to remember is there's a continuum of dumping that ranges from outright violence, slapping, kicking, punching a partner, to slamming doors and punching walls. And on the other end of the continuum are the subtler forms of aggression. So today, I'm talking about the subtlest form of assault known to man, honesty. And you'll often hear people justifying and rationalizing and couching their hostile H-bombs with sentences like, I'm just being honest, when really the honesty is a gift-wrapped turd. Now, while we may feel temporarily better after taking a poop on somebody else's head, we pay a terrible price for this temporary release. Because when you act out, it harms your relationship and your own self-esteem. But you can't feel proud of yourself when you harm others. Now, thinking about acted out aggression, I'm thinking about that Newtown massacre, how can I forget it, and the piece I wrote about this on psychologytoday.com. You know, the world is continuing to grieve this tragedy, and we obviously need to make sense of what happened and decipher what we're all meant to learn from this tragedy that can improve the world and ourselves as individuals. And we have to be aware of viewing this tragedy as simply a maniacal rampage of a chemically imbalanced, psychotic madman set adrift by our faulty diagnostic methods. Because in reality, this bloodbath magnifies what ails the world, the human race, every society and nation, and each of us as individuals. It's actually a lens that magnifies the violence that's occurring on a worldwide scale, in the wars of religion and territory, and even down to our most intimate relationships, where we lash out and even kill those we supposedly love in various symbolic ways, not to mention the way we shoot off rounds at each other in the name of honesty. My point is, rage spews out in gunfire, when fists smash into walls or faces, and when we take shots at each other with our words. It all comes down to acting out rage to a greater or lesser extent. And my point is, we're all being destroyed by mismanaged rage. Let me just tell you, humans, we're all born with two instincts, the life and the death instinct. The death instinct, or thanatos, is the source of aggression and hostility between people. Rage is an instinctual reaction that arises whenever we feel threatened or endangered. And if we allow our rage to be bottled up, it festers and places us in danger of blowing. I call this the blivet, 50 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag. Keep shoving more and more feelings into the bag, and it'll eventually break. Now, we have to add impulse control to this mix. because the stronger our impulse control skills are, the better we're able to contain our rage and not act out. And the weaker our skills, the shorter our fuses are going to be and the less time it takes before we blow. A lot of bottled up rage and poor impulse control skills is the formula for disaster. And when rage is turned back on the self, we see mental and emotional symptoms like depression, anxiety, self-destructive actions like drinking, smoking, reckless driving, masochism, and even suicide. That's the ultimate rage turned back on the self. But when rage is turned away from the self, we see it directed against others. And the rage that rages on a worldwide scale is ultimately the result of our collective failure to love each other properly. And this failure exists at the level of the individual family, and it bleeds outward from there to the entire world. And by the way, rage is never the primary emotion. When we become angry, it's because we feel other more basic and vulnerable feelings, such as hurt or sadness.
Shut up. Make me angry. All right. Joe, what do you think? You heard enough. And you're asleep. Joe? Anyway, Joe's asleep. I knew that would put him down. That's Dr. Love. Or ask Dr. Love. She's on Blog Talk. Talking about your feelings, your emotions, and blah, 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 blah. She doesn't have much of an audience. I can see why. Let me tell you something from a guy's point of view about emotions. I was getting coffee while she was talking, but I heard a little bit of it. I'm going to mute you, Joe, because your phone is giving me feedback. But what I'm going to do is just raise your hand, and I will unmute you. That tells me you were not asleep. Okay. You know, relationships are easy. People make them complicated. When you talk about words cut like a knife and all that kind of stuff, sure, it's true. Hold back your anger or release it another way. Mind control. You have passion. We're human. We get angry. It's okay. And we say things that we don't mean. Doesn't mean that we need a psychotherapist to tell her to channel our emotions and words are like a knife and do this and I'm going to poop on you because it's a poop and you got to, what is that? Bullshit. But she's interesting. And I'm not going to have the whole show about her, but she is on Blog Talk and she interests me. She also moved her show on a thing called Talk Zone Internet Radio. So apparently she didn't get many listens on Blog Talk, so she moved her show. But I will contact her, especially if she's on Blog Talk, to see if I can get her on the show. And this goes what we're talking about in our main subject right now. Let me check in with Joe. Almost sounds like he's using a vibrator. Joe. We'll check in with Joe. He's probably asleep, but we'll check in with him once in a while. Again, the subject is this cult-like farce called marriage. Is it time to get rid of it? That's our main subject, and we're going to talk about it when we take this break. I wanted to do a little bit about Martin Luther King, because happy King Day. And I wouldn't feel good if I didn't play something of Martin Luther King. So this is a little bit of the speech. I've been to the mountaintop, and shortly afterwards he was assassinated. Did he predict his death? Because it sounds like he predicted his death. Here we go. There's a little bit of Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King.
He had a favorite formula for doing it. What was that? He kept the slaves fighting among themselves. But whenever the slaves get together, something happens in Pharaoh's court, and he cannot hold the slaves in slavery. When the slaves get together, that's the beginning of getting out of slavery. Now let us maintain unity. Secondly, let us keep the issues where they are. The issue is injustice. The issue is the refusal of Memphis to be fair and honest in its dealings with its public servants who happen to be sanitation workers. Now we've got to keep attention on that. That's always the problem with a little violence. You know what happened the other day, and the press dealt only with the window breaking. I read the article. They very seldom got around to mentioning the fact that 1,300 sanitation workers are on strike and that Memphis is not being fair to them.
Nothing has changed. Now, I'm going to fast forward this. I'm probably going to miss the part that I wanted to hear. When he starts saying, I will not be with you, I've seen the mountaintop, I've seen the promised land. This is now towards the end of his speech. Maybe I'll get it, and then we'll go from there.
And once that punctures, you're drowned in your own blood.
And it would have to have a commercial. Let me just get through this commercial. Here we go.
It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said simply, Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. And I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, I want to say tonight that I, too, am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and end its segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1962. 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Within a couple of days after that speech, he was assassinated, Dr. Martin Luther King. Happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day. When we come back, our main topic, marriage. Is it time to get rid of it? And the reason we brought this story, because there's going to be a story with Steph, you know, the basketball player from the Warriors, Curry. Jada Pickett, Will Smith, with their open marriage. But there's rumors going on with Steph. We'll give you some stats and some information, and we got reviews of movies. Stay with us. You're listening to Brian, the Hammer Jackson Show. The number to call in is 319-527-6099. That's the number. Man, it's hard to follow Dr. King, but I have a show to do. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. We'll be right back with our main topic. Should we get rid of marriage? And a lot of you people are getting divorced left and right, so maybe we should. We'll be right back with more Brian the Hammer Jackson Show.
I come here today to talk about how I feel. And I feel like that we are treated differently than other people. And I don't like how we're treated in it.
Just because of our color doesn't mean anything to me. It's just the way I feel. My generation's too long. been living so sick, I know. Tell me, Lord, you help me. I said, Lord, you help me. Now everybody got problems, yeah, but we didn't know one way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar. Hunting them and I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gonna save this vision. Complaining all day but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gonna take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental prisons. When I see through options, transform the wisdom. Watch them use my problems, get them on and listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting things, my Lord. I'm thinking I'm rippin', and I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, my Lord. Tell me, Lord, you help me. I said, Lord, you help me. Now everybody got fights. Yeah, but what they know what good advice was. Till they leave him like this. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we're just trying to live right this. Are you willing to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this. And I never sell my soul cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's on the plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain and paint a picture. Voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it's way in hell, it's listen. Oh, I sip the liquor, ah! And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting things, my Lord. I'm thinking I'm real. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so sick, I know. Tell me, Lord, you help me. I said, Lord, you help me. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, love you, help me.
In the Hammer Jackson Show. We're back. And here we go. The reason I talked about this this marriage thing, Ayesha Curry, she is Steph Curry's wife. Beautiful. You've seen her daughter. You've seen their daughter and everything if you're a basketball fan with the Warriors, Steph Curry. Well, anyway, apparently, Ayesha is talking about she has slammed open relationship rumors online. Don't disrespect my marriage. Another day, another celebrity. Here's the text. Another rumor to tackle. Even though Steph and Ayesha Curry has been public about their marriage, many fans have long respected their union. I don't know what that means. For the most part, the couple has not been involved in any drama online and appear to be very much in love with each other. But unfortunately, that's all has officially changed thanks to social media. Now, when you see them, you're thinking they're the happiest couple. She is absolutely gorgeous. You know, this reminds me of men. You know, men are never satisfied. You can have the most gorgeous woman in the world. Guess what? You want pussy. It doesn't matter where that pussy belongs to. You can have the best woman in the world. Men are not satisfied. They're not happy. They have to find strange pussy. 602, is this my friend? 602, you're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
There he is, the king of kings. Good. Yeah, good to see you, Royal Heine. King, it's the truth, right? I mean, yeah. I'll tell you when it's marriage and it's like a cult thing. I mean, think about it forever and ever and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I'm started reading about this. I'm starting getting in deeper in this, and I'm saying there's so many people I know got divorced. There's so many people I know that got, you know, in a situation where it's violent. And when we hear the COVID thing and we're hearing the violence in the marriage, I mean, now that you're locked down with that woman for 24 hours a day, people are realizing, is I got to get the fuck out. What happened to the vows? What happened to this? And when you stand in front of the altar, whatever you call it, and you want to get married, don't you say the words that you're promising God? You made a promise to God, right? To love, honor, cherish this woman, protect this woman. I mean, that's why we take the vows, right? You're taking your vows to the Lord to sanction this marriage. Am I correct? I don't know. Help me out, King.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I know for myself. I grew up with both my parents in the house, you know. Mm-hmm. They've been married ever since, you know, me and my sister were, you know, came into the world, you know. And also, I just believe it's a choice, you know. If you want to be with somebody, you're going to be with somebody. If you're going to be mm-hmm. loyal, you're going to be loyal, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't have that type of influence in their life. And, mm-hmm. and so they're not used to growing up and being married and all that kind of stuff. They're not used to all that. But I know for myself, you know, I'm still trying to find great love, you know what I mean? Because I believe it's still out there, you know what I mean? Even with all this
really?
Stuff going on with COVID and all this stuff, I believe mm-hmm. love is still out there, you know? And some of us
really?
Men, we can be greedy. Some of us men, we can be mm-hmm. greedy. We can have the baddest, finest, most lovable woman mm-hmm. at home who we want to call our wife. And we'll get
right.
and be like, you know, she ain't good enough because she messed up on my damn sunny side up eggs. You know what I mean? Like, you know? And,
yeah.
and we don't realize that. And the only thing I can say about what you're talking about is Steph Curry and his wife, they both got all those millions of dollars coming in. And
right.
I'll be honest, when you're rich. I don't
right.
think anything can make you more happier than having that much money. So
right.
it's really hard to see or even understand why they're not happy. Or who knows, they could be following after Will and Jada Smith. They could be swinging.
Mm.
We don't know. I mean,
right.
but I think it's a sad thing because they have those kids to worry about, and they should take the initiative to think about that, you know what I mean? Okay, we got kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we worrying about ourselves, folks? You know what I mean?
Right.
So for them to not to be happy, weird. But marriage is a beautiful thing, you know what I mean?
Is
it just depends on the person you're with, you know what I mean? If you're with a person who if you're with a wife who was a hoe and y'all get married and she says she's going to work every day and you call her a job and she's not fair,
right.
you get heartbroken, then that's your fault because you know what she was up
right.
to. Just like if you're with a man who's not loyal and he tells
right.
you he works at a car dealership and he's not even selling cars every day. He's out trying to make some money to get some, you know what? It's just marriage is beautiful. And it just depends on who you're with, you know what I mean? And and that's all I got to say. But I do know, and I want to say I'm happy to be on the show this morning. I miss everybody. I'm just getting back into the move of things because I had caught COVID from my niece when I was in Kansas.
Damn.
And
right.
so I was sick. And then last week my uncle was found dead in the apartment. He was also a
what?
Fan of this show. He
oh,
was a fan
man.
Of this show and everybody. You know, because I talk to him about it a lot and everything. And so
right.
I'm just getting back into the swing of things, and I'm back. But it feels good to be back. And I know everybody's been waiting patiently for new music. I do have a
right.
new song coming out real soon with my youngest daughter. So just continue
right.
to be patient. Everything is coming. I'm actually getting ready to switch platforms with my music and everything. So everything is going good, but I miss everybody. And I'll give you guys time back.
Hey, you know this is your home, man. As long as I'm on the air. And my condolence, I was away for a while. You saw my Facebook post. You know I've been doing projects and everything. I've been kind of off of it.
Yeah. I can't wait to be a part of those projects, man. I can't wait. Like, I really want to do it because I told myself you got to start somewhere. And even if you feel like you can't do it anyway. And so I want to be a part of your projects because I love the work you do. And
thank you, man.
I know you got some skills, you know. You talk about it so much, and I'm like, okay, I can't wait to be a part of it. So I would love to be a part of it and just, you know, ride this boat with you, you know. And
thank
just
you.
Bring laughs to people, you know.
Right. Right. I appreciate it. And you know you are. You know you are. I am writing this gift. And the project, if you're not on my Facebook, you probably haven't seen the trailers I put up or anything like this. It's a project that Mr. King it's honored me by talking about it. It's called They Come to You. And I wanted to do this 8 months ago, but things got in the way. This is 2022. I have a new executive producer. I got a little crew working behind the scenes now that I haven't had a crew before. So out with the old, in with the new. And it doesn't mean that I'm mad at anybody. It means that they don't have what I need to move forward. And I don't know if anybody can understand that. There could be good people, but for me to move forward, I have to have other people who have the same vision that I do. I hope I made sense with that. The project that Mr. King is so graciously is that I've been working on is called They Come For You. And I'll get to the movies and everything. I went to the movies and 8 people were in the theater. People are not making movies anymore, and you can't make movies because there's COVID bullshit. And then they're starting making bullshit movies where everybody's in a house and pretend that they're doing this bullshit. There's not original stuff. So I said, well, if I can't shoot outside, I got a radio show. Let's do it with sound effects and stuff like that and real actors. Story is, it's about evil. It's about evil conquering evil and evil being eternal. And the story goes with when it's your time to die, a grim reaper will come to you to take your soul. You go with him. But the twist of it is that this person on earth was so evil, just so evil, and certain things she would do is so evil that she decided she wanted to take the place of the Grim Reaper. She wanted to be the one to come for people's souls. So she decides commit suicide and wait for the Reaper. And what's about to happen will change how the devil and hell explodes to eternal damnation if she succeeds with her agenda. And it's a very dark, dark script. I wrote it hell dark. And it almost gets to a point where the teaser is the only thing that may save the devil for what's about to happen is if he may have to ask God for help. Because here's the twist. You cannot have good without bad. God needs the devil, and the devil needs God. So there's a big, dark twist to it that if this woman succeeds to take over hell and go after the devil, well, the devil asks God for help. So that's where the twist is. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, King? It's going to be good.
It's very interesting. I think it's going to be great.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. So those are the things I'm working on. King, I do want to talk to you. You know, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship for over 20 years. Now, when I wasn't in a relationship, I fell in love, but I told you on the show, I don't believe in love. I mean, I believe those feelings, but love is, let me just rephrase it. Love is not enough to have a good relationship. Love is not enough. Love is not enough that people will stay through a relationship that is abusive, mentally abusive, blah, 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 damaging, negative, drugs, whatever. Some people still stay in it because you ask the girl, well, why didn't you leave? Because I love him. But he beat the shit out of you. Only when he's drunk. Well, how often is he drunk? Every day. I'm sorry. But that's true. That's true.
Yeah. I can understand where you're coming from. I understand. I mean, it just seems like it's really not enough. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I can understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. And some people stop there. They're going, okay, I feel in love, everything. You know, I believe in my vows, and I believe in this, and I don't care if he's a child molester. I don't care if he's selling drugs on the street. I don't care if he's a rapper and he has four other hoes on his side. I love him. We have three kids, and they're crying all the time. They're not being fed because he's running around the streets and everything, and he's not doing what he's doing. Why don't you leave him? I love him. Love is, but you know the difference between that? Let me tell you, they'll stick with you to the drugs. A woman will stick with you to the drugs. A woman will stick with you. They'll stick with you even if you fool around. They'll stick with you. They'll punish you, but they'll stick with you. But you know when they leave? Is when you're broke. That's when they leave. I don't have any money. Well, I'm out the door. That's it. That's the bottom line. When you stop making bank, they're out. They'll take the beatings. They'll take the drugs. They'll take the sex. They'll take the cheating. They'll take everything. You're not there. The long hours, whatever. But as soon as you lose your job, they're out the door. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, she doesn't love you anymore. All of a sudden. Let me give you some stats here. Because I go back to my relationship. When I wasn't in a relationship, I felt love. Every girl I was with, I mean, I'd stay with them. You'd be surprised. I stayed with them for an average of 4 years. 5 years or out the door. I gave it 5 years. Was I in love? I don't know. I was getting the booty. I loved the booty. Because I don't know if I was in love. I cared about them. I would have protected them with my life. I gave them my paycheck. I mean, I did everything. But I also had my side pieces, right? I can't hurt their feelings. I had my side pieces. Why couldn't I be faithful? Are human beings meant to be with one person? Are we meant to be with one person? I mean, we're human. And this is where it happens. So let me give you some stats here. I mean, any man right now says, I'm really happy, I got my kid, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about that guy. One, he leaves the house, he doesn't come back until 10 o'clock, or maybe 9 p.m., and he's not home all the time. He's not seeing his little kids tear up the carpeting, and she's yelling and screaming and whatever. He's coming home, there's dinner. She'll give him a little information, the headlines about what's happened during the day. He looks at the kid, he'll poke his head in the room, say, y'all better be good. Okay, Daddy. And he goes to sleep. All right, I understand, because Daddy got to make the money. And we're finding out now with COVID that there's been a lot of violence going on in the homes. There's been a lot of domestic violence going on. Where did this come from? Why all of a sudden we're getting all this domestic violence? Because people are locked in and they realize who they're married to and they can't take it. They want to get the fuck out. Because I don't know if human beings can be with one person. Because the happiest man in the world, it's still, I guarantee you, and ladies, you could be thinking, I got the best man. He never cheated on me and everything. He's the motherfucker that's getting those nude pictures on Facebook. When he's away from you, he's the guy who's checking out some girl's ass when she's walking down the street and making comments and lewd comments. He's a man. Now you can say, okay, you know, that's what men do. Yeah. But if you're so in love, would we care? Would we care about that girl's ass walking down? Would we care about that girl with no bra on with those nice titties? Why do we want to look at them? Why, you can't have them. you're looking at that ass. You can't have that ass. I mean, that's like window shopping for a car, saying, I'd like to have that car, and you go home, and you get your bus pass, and you go home, and but you're dreaming of the car. You can't have that car. Why are you going window shopping? Because I don't know men are meant to be faithful. Here's the stats. Divorce statistics, over 115 studies. These are facts, and they rate for 2020. And it says here, if you spend enough time pursuing the internet, you'll find no shortage of studies, stats, and facts about divorce. Let's get to the good part. Just in case you don't have 20 hours to spare, they broke it down to you. They broke it down. The divorce statistics. And it's from a San Diego lawyer. They broke it down. They even broke it down with the COVID-19 divorce stats. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and varying states of lockdowns all over the United States and all over the world, we may be in for the largest single year increase in divorce in decades. We will keep you posted. And what it says here, it says jurisdictions of all over the world and in nearly every city in the U.S. have reported significant increases in domestic violence. All over the world, men are kicking their wives' ass because of COVID. Relationships experiencing problems are likely being stressed to the point of breaking by factors such as lockdown, financial strain, and political discord. Here's the rates. In 2019, the marriage rate in the United States was 6.1 per 1,000 population. In the same year, the divorce rate was, in the U.S., 2.7 per 1,000 population. As of 2019, both marriages rates and divorce rates in the U.S. are decreasing. That's good news, with the marriage rate dropping from 8.2. People are not getting married anymore. That's what it is. People in 2000 to 6.1, and the divorce rate from, well, numbers bore me. Currently, the divorce rate per 1,000 married women is 16.9. Many experts feel that this is a much more accurate measure of true divorce rates than crude media. Almost 50% of all marriages in the United States will end in divorce. 50% of all marriages in the United States will end in divorce or separation. Researchers estimate that 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. King, how many times have you been married, sir?
I've only been married once.
Right. 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. That's a high rate. 60%. Well, if you're thinking about getting married again, King, I got some numbers for you. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. 60%. If you try to get married a second time, it ends in divorce. And if you want to try it again, 73% of all third marriages end in divorce. 73%. And the United States had the sixth highest divorce rate in the world. The sixth highest divorce rate in the world. The other countries that beat the United States is Russia, Belarus, and then there's the United States. And it says how often divorce takes place in the U.S. Check this out, King. Every 42 seconds, there is one divorce in America. Since we've been on the air, there has probably been 75 divorces since we've been on the air. Every 42 seconds, there is one divorce in America.
Does that include Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
Oh, yeah. They make the high percent. They're the 20. Oh, if you're Kim Kardashian, woo! Are those people who ever get married? I mean, come on. I mean, can you imagine? That equates to 86 divorces per hour, 2,046 divorces per day, 14,364 divorces per week, and 746,971 divorces per year. Every 16 seconds, there is a marriage in the U.S. that equivalents to 230 marriages per hour will end in divorce. There is nearly three divorces in the time it takes for a couple to recite their wedding vows. So a couple recites their wedding vows, there has been three divorces. Can you imagine these numbers? More than 172 divorces occur during your typical romantic comedy movie. 430 divorces happen during the average wedding reception. There are five, I can go on and on and on and on. Why do we get, I mean, this gets even worse. This gets, and you want to know who is getting divorced and why. Here you go. The average age for couples going through their first divorce is 30 years old. As soon as you hit 30, divorce, and I'll tell you why. Women get horny at 30. I don't know why 30 does. Women get really horny. They start buying adult toys. They start going to clubs. They start hanging with their girlfriends. They go on social media. Women, when they turn 30, they are horny. They're just little horny monsters running around loose, probably with no panties on. The average age for couples going through their first divorce is 30. It's her fault. 60% of all divorce involves individuals aged 25 to 39. 60% from 25 to 39. And check this out, King. Wives are the ones who most often file for divorce at 66% on the average. That figure has soared to nearly 75% that wives will divorce your ass. Why is that? Because they're running around with no panties and they're on the internet. Them bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I know.
Man.
All of a sudden they become Cardi B. You know, there's some holes in the house. How do you think you got that? It's damn. These are the kind of people in your profession who are most likely to get a divorce. Dancers, 43%. Bartenders, 38%. Massage therapists, 38%. You know, here's are the people with the lowest divorce rate. Farmers. Of course they're not going to divorce you. They need you to plow the fields. Are you kidding me? You're cheap help. These are the lowest divorce rates. Farmers, podiatrists, clergy, optometrists, agriculture engineers. You would think policemen would be up there, but they're way down. Doctors and surgeons are 9.23% likely to get divorced. But this is what's going on. I asked a question about that. And we go back to Steph Curry. So apparently, I mean, I'm looking, man, she is just absolutely breathtaking, that Ayesha Curry. I mean, my God, Ayesha Curry, isn't she something else, King? I mean, my God, she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she's why, very beautiful.
Yeah, so why is he bored of her? Now, Steph Curry, he's the shooting guard from the Warriors. He can get any, again, this is what I'm trying to say. You can get any chick you want. The man can just, he has the money, he has the game. The world is his. Of course, why is he going to stay with one girl? It's love. See, this proves love is not enough. If you looked at Jada and Will's fucked up kids, look what happened to their kids because they got a fucked up relationship. Those kids are out of control. They're a mess. They're a mess. Let me check in with Joe for a minute. Let me see. See if he's still. Joe's here, by the way. He fell asleep on Joe. Uh-oh. I don't hear anything. Joe's probably dead. Joe? Jesus. All right. So here we go. So apparently, here's the thing with Hollywood. It's the nod thing. Sometimes if you get if you leaked out that you're gay, your publicist will hook you up with a woman and you end up getting married. They tried it with Michael Jackson. Nobody bought it. They tried it with Liza Minnelli and that little fairy guy that she was with. Nobody bought that either, but they tried to do it. Imagine hooking up. Who do you think hooked up Michael Jackson with Elvis Presley's daughter? Come on. What publicist? You know that was hooked. That was just for publicity. You know, the king of pop and the king of rock. It's not easy to figure that out, that somebody just hooked that up for publicity purposes. Come on, man. But anyway, Alicia, so there's a little wink-wink saying that we have our private lives. You're just a beard. But if you get caught and you damage my name, I have to come out in the press and leave your stupid ass. You break the contract. And if you break the contract, now you got to pay her some money. It's all in the contract. If you cheat, you should see some of these things. You have to pay her $5 million. If it's going public, it's $10 million. All these stuff, what's going on here. So Aisha broke her silence. Aisha has clapped back at naysayers and naysayers spreading open marriage rumors. It looks like social media trolls will think twice before disrespecting celebrities. Really. That's what we do. We have to disrespect them. Shut up. So on January 10th, Aisha decided that enough was enough, and a screenshot captured the shade room after the entrepreneur left a loving comment on Steph's Instagram post about his GQ cover shoot. Things quickly went left when a fan chimed in to criticize the star. But yet, you still want an open relationship, shaking my head. If I were him, you would be sent to the streets already. That's what the troll commented. Aisha quickly clap back and shut down rumors of an open marriage. Don't believe everything you read. Do you know how ridiculous that is? Don't disrespect my marriage like that. Please and thank you. Ooh. Meanwhile, she was probably sucking somebody else's dick when she said that. So don't disrespect her marriage. That's all you have to say, really? So fellow celebrities, often fans, praise Aisha. For standing up for herself and her union. Many fans shared that trolls can be super disrespectful based on claims that have not been proven or true. Folks will be so loud and wrong. Love is blind. Lauren Speed commented. Are y'all really committing this stuff under people's okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Why would she do that? Why did she have the nerve? I mean, of all the bullshit, now Steph Curry is with the Warriors. They're going to get a lot of bullshit. She's going to get a lot of bullshit. But why would she comment on that about an open marriage? That's the one that got her. Why? If it wasn't true, why would you even comment, don't disrespect my marriage? You're talking to a troll. Don't disrespect. What do you mean, don't disrespect? Who the fuck cares what the troll says? Unless there's a little smoke to this. And how did this troll know that they have an open marriage? I mean, that's the least thing you'd be thinking about, right? There's something going on. I say where there's smoke, there's fire. What do you say, Mr. King?
I just believe if they have an open marriage, then maybe they could be a part of that swinger lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, but you're a religious guy, King. You love the Lord. I love the Lord. I don't even try to use the word I don't try to, and I rarely use this word. I'm very hesitant to use this word, and I'll say it, but I don't like to say it. I don't like to say, God damn it. I will not say it because it's using the Lord's name in vain, and I'm not a religious guy per se, but I don't like to say it.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
But isn't it when these fools stand up and they make a promise in their vows to God, do they really comprehend that I'm sitting here and I say, yes, Lord, for sickness and in health and this and this, I'm making these vows to you. Are they making the vows to each other or are they making the vows to the Lord? Help me out. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to turn my phone off. You know, bastards. But I want you to think back that question. Are you making a promise when you take your vows to the Lord or are you making the vows to each other? But give me that answer when I come back to you, because what I'm going to do right now, there's another therapist, King, who's getting on my turf. She's on Blog Talk, and she's talking about relationships. So while you think about that question, also think about her. She's talking about relationships, and tell me what you think, and I'll be right back. And here she is.
Here, and we don't want to feel those weak feelings, so we convert them into anger. Now, I can only imagine how many times poor Adam Lanza felt hurt that he was the Newtown gunman, how often he felt hurt, sad, and afraid, and who heard his pain, and how many years did his pain and anger fester and build until it morphed into the powder keg that exploded in gunfire. You know, Adam, in an odd way, could be seen as a messenger sent to alert all of us to the need to alter the way we handle our own angry feelings, to consider what we say before we speak, to ask ourselves how the other will feel before we say or do X, Y, or Z, to consider whether what we intend to say or do will be helpful or constructive to the other person in our relationship or not. And you have to remember that whatever you say or do boomerangs back on you, and we all have to work to cultivate the ability to be more patient, to listen to those who are angry with us, and to help them to feel truly heard and understood, which in most cases resolves angry feelings and whatever conflict is going on. And I also want to say, as we continue to grieve this event, we might also say a prayer of thanks to all the sacrificial lambs who died in the massacre, because they themselves were also messengers chosen to give us all a serious wake-up call by putting this world's failings in sharp relief. So the bottom line is we all have to learn to channel our negative feelings into constructive communication. And we're all being asked to answer the call to be more selfless and listen with the ears of our hearts, to empathize and embrace others, even when we're angry ourselves. And this skill requires that impulse control I was talking about. You know, whenever I talk about impulse control, I think about this guy who came to me about 30 years ago. He was married to the daughter of a very famous family, and he was a flasher, and he had been arrested literally for whipping it out in the street in New York City. And the first thing I said to this guy was, if you want to heal your problem, you've got to make the commitment to sit on it, literally, keep it in your pants, and don't act on impulse, and then...
Shut up. First, you think a flasher is going to listen to you? Listen, you got to don't do the impulse and sit on it, literally. He has a problem, lady, just because you said it. You don't think he knows that? That's his thrill. Stop it. I want her on the show. I really want her on the show. Okay, King, I'm coming back to you for that question. So when you stand in front of that altar, when you're there, you've been married, are you making a promise to your lady or are you making a vow to the Lord? I like to know.
Well... You're really supposed to make a promise to God that you won't, disrespect your lady and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I would say you're making a promise to God first. You know what I mean? Because all that's going to tie in to making a promise to your lady or your wife.
Okay. And what happens if you break a promise to the Lord? Aren't you supposed to go to hell? Isn't that a sin? You're lying to the Lord?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be consequences, you know. There's going to be different forms of his wrath coming to you, you know, when you break his promise and stuff like that, I believe.
Okay. That's fair. Well, let me tell you, we had to talk about love and all this stuff. And people are getting divorced left and right. I can go on with stats and stats and stats and stats. And you probably know, everybody knows, anybody listen to my voice, at least one out of three of you people went through a divorce. That's how frequent it is. You're not thinking about you broke the promise to the Lord. You're not even thinking about God at this point. You want to get rid of this asshole. And he wants to get rid of this bitch. But they're in love, King. Isn't love supposed to triumph everything? See, this is where we get all caught up in this love crap. People think, once you, let me tell you, people fall out of love. I hate to tell you, married people, I mean, I'm not married, but I've been in relationships, people fall out of love. They do. And it's not your fault. Some people, people grow. And you know, the mistake that women make is that, first of all, the guys do the same thing. They cut off their friends, and they just want you for everything, right? And ladies, if you do this, if you go, okay, yeah, King, we're so good. We're so good. And King goes, well, I'm going to hang out with Brian. No, I don't want you to hang out with that thug, hoodlum. Yeah, but Brian just came on over. No, I don't need that influence on. Meanwhile, she's listening to my show, but forget that. So King, don't hang out with Brian. I'm going to hang out with. So she keeps you away from everybody but her. See, now here's the problem, ladies. Okay, if you do that, you got to be everything. See, you're not prepared to be everything. So if you want to keep King or anybody, a man, away from his friends, well, his friends, man, they like to gamble, they could do this, they go drinking, they tell jokes, they watch these movies, blah, blah, blah. Now, you want to keep him away from that, and this is what he likes to do. Now, you have to be all those people. And this is where your marriage is going to get fucked up. Because he's going to say, King's going to go, you know what, I haven't been out. I'm going to check out this club. I know this rapper that I want to check out. You know, I've been promoting him on Facebook. And I want to go to this club Friday, check him out. No, I just don't want to go to club today. I know you don't want to go to club, but I'm going to go. No, I just don't want you to go either. All right, well, go. Okay, let's just go here and make some popcorn. I won't go. So now you don't, okay, and then she goes, you know what, you know, be nice, let's go pick some apples. Go pick some apples. Yeah, let's go pick some apples. I don't want to be picking no apples. But you just don't want to do what I want to do. You know, and it starts. The mistake is, and men do the same thing, is they keep the girl away from their friends. That's the first mistake women make, though. You know, they liked it when your friends, when you were just dating, they loved your friends. They loved you. Oh, as soon as you got together, it's like, uh-uh. I ain't want you talking to him. And who you talking? And then another mistake women start doing, who you talking to on the phone? I'm an individual. Let's talk to anybody I want to. Oh, no, you ain't. Who you hiding from? I want to see who's on that. You know what I'm saying? This is why, and you go, where is the love? There's more, has to be more to it. Because the truth of the matter is, human beings know, they know that it's hard to be faithful because they know in their head who you're fooling. They're going to cheat because it's not that they want to hurt you. It's just that it's a human thing to do. And I'm going to tell you how not to cheat. But I'm just trying to say, as long as you're looking at that novel where Fabio, I'm dating myself, is on the cover of that romance novel and you're reading that romantic story. Now girls don't read romantic story. Back in my day, they read romantic stories. Now they read erotica. Women are into erotica. So now they're reading, and you're thinking about that stranger, or that guy who's coming, or that pizza boy, or Ramon who's cleaning your pool. And you got that toy, and you're buzzing like all over the house like a bee. And you're hardly getting any sex to your man because you're getting lost in your fantasy. And now you're on social media talking to your girlfriends and some guy sends you a dick pic and then you happen to accidentally save it. Because I don't know, King, and I want you to help me. King, when you are married, you are no longer married. You're a great person. I love your kids. That's beside the fact. When you are married, how long were you married, King?
It was really only for a couple of months, you know, because...
couple of months? You're joking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you've been married for like 10 years. I'm thinking...
No,
couple
hell
of...
no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Oh, Jesus. A couple of months. I had a strip membership longer than that. All right, in that couple of months, did you think? Did you cheat in that couple of months?
Nah, she went out right. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna have me on the damn news for hurting your ass. You know what I mean? Like, I got away from that, man.
Wow.
Cause some people don't even really want to marry you. Some people just want to be with you for certain things. You know what I mean? I wasn't about to deal with that. So.
Right.
But now you know, we the best of friends or whatever. You know what I mean? We talk.
Are you?
Once in a blue moon, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I was like, hell no, I'm going to get away from this shit.
Wow. Wow. Would you ever marry again? See, it would be hard for you. Are you going to marry again? Do you fantasize about finding that right person and getting married and being happy?
It would be nice to get married again so my kids can experience the life of having a mother and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But right now, it's hard to say. I don't know. But I can tell you this, though. I'm talking to this girl. She's from Switzerland, man, and she's real cool. She's real cool. She's from Switzerland, man, and she's, like, real nice, you know? Like, them people over there, man, they real nice as hell, you know what I mean? So who knows what's going to happen.
A black woman from, is she black or white from Switzerland?
She's white.
Oh,
I'm trying to be like you and get a good white woman, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you,
they
got to learn the. Don't put that on me. I got enough problems. Don't put that on me. But I'm going to tell you, Switzerland girls, Holland, Switzerland, and Australia, they love black men, man. They love black men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm. I went to a club. No lie. I went to a club when I was clubbing. I'm looking all fly as shit. You know what I mean? I couldn't pass a mirror without saying, damn, if I was homosexual, I'll take you home. Oh, I'm talking to me. What did that? You know? So I look all good and fly. I didn't want to dance or anything like this. So this white girl comes down from the balcony. She comes down to me. She says hi, and I said hi. Pretty, pretty girl. She's from Germany. How did I know that? Because she said it. I'm from Germany. Okay. She was a tour guide. She was just here touring. So her person next to her, I didn't know who it was. It was her sister. Also from Germany. So we're doing small talk, and her sister interrupts and said, are you going to fuck him or not? I swear to God. May the Lord, I'm touching the Lord's finger. The Lord just fist bumped me. You know what I mean? The Lord just fist bumped me. And I'm sitting there going, I haven't decided. And then the girl I was talking to says, well, are you? We ended up Hollywood Boulevard at the Roosevelt Hotel. It used to be a nice little thing there. Had my freak on all night with her. All frickin' night. And those little hairy legs and those hairy arms. You know, I'm not, you know, the little hairy armpits. Still did her. I'm saying those European women, they know what they want. They don't mess around. They're not like American women. American women make you jump through all those hoops and everything. Them French women, those European women, they will give you a blowjob and then ask you for your name. I think Joe's back here. Hello, Joe. Welcome back.
What up, Joe?
Hello, King.
Yeah. Joe was in the Air Force, by the way. And Joe could probably back me up. Joe, did you ever get out of the country? Did you just stay in the country, or were you shipped overseas?
No, I was always in the U.S.
Okay. Have you been out with any European women? You know, French, German, Scottish,
only Americans.
Ah, you poor bastard, man. You poor bastard. Ah, those European women, even Canadian women, man, they're horny as hell. They just love a little American dick. They like the American weenie. All right. Yeah, it's the American pastime. Get yourself a Frenchie. Anyway, what were we talking about? I'm just saying to you that marriage, why do we do this? I don't believe human beings can stay with one person. They're not meant to stay with one person. Now, you're going to cheat. You're going to cheat. If you don't, she will. It's built in. And now with all the social media and the pressure and being locked down with the same woman, you're seeing the bad side of her as you're getting irritable, blah, 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 blah. People are domestic violence is way up. There's a reason for that. They finally realize who they're married to, and they want to kick her ass. It was easy when you're away 8 hours a day, but now you're locked down, and then you look at those kids going, what the fuck were they? You don't see them running. Now they're asking you and calling you daddy and going, what the fuck are these little people? You've been locked down. You didn't hardly visit these kids when you're working. These are some of the silliest wedding vows that people have said. This is real, by the way. It's not a joke because you know I'm not a comedian. You know, we know the traditional wedding vows. King, do you remember your... King's been married for 2 months. Well, I'm asking King. He's our expert. King. I thought King was married for like 5 years. King, how long are you married? 2 months. Okay. All right, King. Oh, man. Yeah. King, do you remember your wedding vows? Do you remember your wedding vows?
No, I got
it.
I already know that's what I'm right. I threw the whole shit away.
Yeah, you do everything. Well, Joe, do you remember the traditional wedding vows?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta keep Joe talking or she'll fall asleep, I swear.
No, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you say what you remember, some of the traditional wedding vows?
So the wedding vows is something like,
yeah.
I, like, yada, 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 take this, take this person to be my lawfully wedded wife, and she repeats it, and that basically is it.
That's the man who's never been married. What? Yada, yada, yada. All right, here we go.
That's all.
Just for
yada, yada, here's, yada. I love you. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah. Take my life. Yada, yada. Take my money. Yada, yada, yada. All right, here we go.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, 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 yada. Here's your traditional wedding vow. In the name of God, I'll say Brian. Brian, take you. There's a blank word in here. I don't know what it. To be my wife. To have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. That's your traditional. Sounds familiar? That's your traditional vows.
Yeah.
And this is why people want to make a mockery, and these are the warning signs. So, I mean, you're supposed to take this as a serious thing because you're in love. These are all true. So these are some other vows that people, you can tell that they don't take their marriage seriously. This is some of the vows. Here it is. I promise to take you in sickness and in health regardless of the dangerous stuff I put you through. That's what one person is. Here's another wedding vow. Did this mean I have to stop referring to you by your last name? Another wedding vow. I promise to love you, honor you, but not obey because that's a little creepy. These are actual vows that people have changed. Another vow.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old Irish saying that goes, I can't even, okay, here's another one. I can't speak Irish. Here's
That's
another vow.
Gaelic?
This is a lot of pressure.
Mm.
This is a lot of pressure, huh? I better not blow this. I fucking take you, what's your name again? These are things that actually happen. These are things that actually happen. These are not jokes. I swear. These are things that
Jesus
actually happen.
Christ. What's your
Here's
name
another
again?
Person. Yeah, what's your name again?
Man.
Here's another person.
Oh,
I promise to be your co-pilot, your navigator, and to bring snacks on a road trip through life. I vow to be your spell checker, grammar friend, and tell you when things need hyphens. I promise to be your partner in exercise, even if I am much faster than you. These are people not taking... If I had a person doing this, I'm not getting married. These are people who are just making a mockery of this. Here's number 8. I want your worst. Give me your bad hair days, your long commutes, your burnt coffee, lost keys, splash shoes, annoying coworkers, lost receipts, broken... You know... Here's another one. We look pretty good. What is it we were all dressed up for? I promise not to watch the next episode without you. I mean, we're going on and nonsense stuff. I mean, they're not even funny. It's just nonsense stuff. These are real people putting these in their vows. I vow not to keep score. I win. I always win anyway. I promise to listen when you're talking to me about sports, beer, or whatever you talk about. And not just look at my phone saying, yes, dear. Okay, I'm bored with it. You can see that in the beginning, these people are making a mockery out of marriage. They're making a mockery out of it.
I don't know if they're making a mockery of it. I think they're probably adapting the wedding vows to their particular lifestyle and the way that those two have enjoyed life. So I think that I don't think it's necessarily a mockery out of it.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the polyamory marriage. You guys know what that is? It's a marriage where you can have multiple partners in the marriage and you don't feel tied down.
Polyamory, right.
Yeah, and I'm looking more at this. I think this could work, and I think this could work for women because, look at, men die earlier. They develop health problems earlier, not to mention have sex, they lose their testosterone earlier. So if you're in one of these poly marriages, it can work. Because a lot of these women over 35 to 45 are dying or by themselves, and they die lonely. So if you're in one of these marriages, you always have somebody around, right? There's been a huge increase in these kind of polyamorous marriages. Being polyamorous means you're open to the idea of loving multiple people at the same time. Open to is the key phrase here. You can just have one partner and still be polyamorous. This is commonly referred to as single poly. Shut up with these words.
Poly?
Single poly, I know. There are many...
Sounds like a fucking parrot.
Exactly. And then you can be a solo poly. What does it mean? Solo poly is a relationship type where a person chooses not to have any primary partners, more specifically, partners that we get on the relationship escalator with. Of course, it's a sex doctor that's telling you this. A sex and relationship scientist who teach... Sex and relationship scientists? I'm out. Sex and relationship scientist. What is this bull? You know, what is it, 2022? Now they have to be a scientist? You cannot be a doctor anymore. I got to be a scientist? Anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, we can go back with...
Well, do you think marriage is extinct?
Yes, I think it's a farce. I think it's a big, you know what marriage is? It's a big party for the female. That's what a marriage is, if you really want to know what it is.
No, you're right.
You know, the bridal shower, all this thing going on.
They look more forward to the marriage ceremony and the marriage day, the wedding day, than they do the marriage.
Exactly. There's nothing in the marriage for a guy. There's nothing in it. I mean, for a woman, I can understand. We still got the glass ceiling, and depends on what education you have. The less education, I hope I'm saying it right, that you have, the younger you're going to get married. I hope I said it right. If you find a girl getting married at 18, it's because she has no education, no money, and she wants to get the fuck out of the house. If you find a woman who is 22 and has 3 kids already, she has no education, and she's the one who's going to get married twice or 3 or 4 times. So the more education you have, I'm talking as a woman, the later you're going to get married. You may not get married till you're 33, 34, 35, even 40. So it depends on education, education, and education. Do you guys not agree?
Well, I agree. I think the women are always looking for men to marry up. So
right.
If a man doesn't have the right educational credentials nowadays, I hear that more women are attending college than ever before, and I hear that in the black community, black women, a lot more black women are getting.
Joe, as soon as he started saying black woman, he Black Talk kicked him out. Joe? Wow. But what's in it for the man? I don't get it. What's in it for a man to get married? Even in the beginning, what's in it? What benefit? Now, I know as I got older, what's the benefit, is it? It's nice to have somebody there. You have an excuse. You're saying your kids, King. You would love your kids to have a traditional home and a nice person. But for you, what's in it for you to be tied down to a woman for all this time? One woman, that's it. Especially as your career rises and you're going to be around a lot of people. You know what I'm talking about. So,
oh, yeah.
What's the benefit of you being married?
Well,
I understand her benefit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, just being able to have that person that can be with you, I mean, that's about it, you know, just having that person with you, you know, sharing your life together and all that stuff, you know.
I don't know. I think you've been single for a long time and you're craving for a relationship. I've been in a relationship for a long time. I don't know what I would do with being single. I wouldn't want to be single. I'll tell you what I get. See, the thing about it, and then tell me what you get because you're a single guy and I live through you. But why, and people say, well, Brian, I have this girl that's trolling me on Twitter. All right? Sends a picture. I assume it's her. Okay? All right? She listens to the show. Okay. Now she's getting a little bold. Brian, you know, when they start singing your song, and I know she's singing because they'll send these little messages, these little file messages. Hi. You know, when they start singing, I'm like, get the hell out. Just talk with your normal voice. Don't be saying, hi, hey. I don't need no singing. Anyway. and you know what I would say. Hey, King. You know, it's like warning sign. Speak with your voice. So they come up with it, but women tend to come up with things and mind tricks to see how good they are. First of all, they're the good girls. I'm a good girl. Shut up. No, you're not. And then the other thing. Here it is. So I said, okay, they're sending me all this stuff. And I listened to you and everything. Okay, fine. Oh, but you have a girlfriend. I heard you. Check this out, King. I heard you have a girlfriend. Yeah, I say it on the show. I'm not trying to hide my girlfriend. Oh, well, I don't want to be a reason why I would break you up. I go, what? Are you kidding me? What do you mean you're not going to be there? You can't be the reason. If I step out of my relationship, it's because I want to. Are you so stunning and so beautiful that I see you, you're going to hypnotize me and then you can control me and that I would leave my relationship because you're just absolutely beautiful? These are the warning signs of women. Oh, I don't want to be the cause of your breakup. What she's really saying is, when you're leaving a bitch. But when you do leave her, I want you to know that you're leaving her not because of me, because you want to. But it comes out to, I don't want to break up a happy home. Okay, then why are you on the phone? So they tease you like that. So that happens. Like, I don't want to break you guys up. Okay. Take care. Ciao. 2 weeks later. Hey, Brian. Oh, you again. Yeah, so how's it going? It's going great. Oh, I got a haircut and everything, and I took some nice shots. You want to see? I go, wait a minute. I thought you were the same person about 2 weeks ago that don't want to break up my... Well, I don't want to be the reason. Okay, goodbye. Week later, oh, you want to see me in my bikini? I sent it to you. I go, what the fuck? You know, I'm not going to take the bait. You cannot be the reason. And when a girl asks you, I don't want to break up your home, it's only because she wants you. She will break up your home. She's testing you to see how stable your relationship is, and if she could do it, and if she succeeds in breaking up your home, she wants you to know, like, it wasn't me who did it. You did it. That's what that's about. That's what that's about, King. See, I know the games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know the games. Because there's not enough men out there. And I'm going to tell all men out there, there are tons of women out there. There are tons. When I dated, and I knew the numbers. And when I dated, and when I meet somebody, right, I would meet somebody, and it's like in 30 seconds I decide that they're going to waste my time. And then I said, I got to go. Well, I thought we were going to dinner. No, we're not going to dinner. I think you're a moron. Oh, you can't talk to me like that. I just want to have dinner with you. No, you're wasting my time. You Translation, you want me to spend money on you. Right now, there's some girl who's 30, you know, there's some girl right now waiting for me who's not playing games like you. And more time I waste time with you, I'm missing her. Ciao. Goodbye. I have that. That's how I think.
Yes.
It's like there's so many girls waiting, and more time I spend with this person than I'm wasting time with, the girl I should be with is just sitting there going, when are you going to call? When are you going to meet me? So there you go. So, girls, stop it. So this brings me, I'm not prepared. Like I said, I've been off for 3 or 4 weeks. I'm out of rhythm. But I don't think we need marriage. There's no reason why we need it. Marriage. Divorce is high. We have the rates. You're fooling yourself. Half the women out there are divorced.
Yep.
And I said the same thing. If you're over 35, if you're only 35, you need to whore up. I'm going to tell you this, ladies. You need to whore up because nobody's – your clock is ticking and nobody wants you. And I'll tell you this. If you're 35 years old and you're single, you cannot go to clubs. If you go to clubs, you're going to get 19, 20, 21, 22. You're already out of the market. You're out of the market. The guy who's 35 years old, he's trying to date – 25. He's trying to date 19. If he has anything going for them. Your only hope is a 40-year-old alcoholic. Or maybe some guy in rehab. Or you get a toy that can talk to you and comfort you at night. Or you got to start being more assertive and quit playing games and tell men what they want. Or what you want. Am I correct, King?
Yeah, that's
what you
got to
do.
Right.
If you're 35 years old, you got to quit playing the games. There's no time to play games. You're on the clock here. If you really want somebody to treat you right, just tell them how you feel. You went through this dating crap before. Chances are you have a couple of kids and you're lonely. You just got to be honest with the guy. But you also got to interview the guy, what you want in a guy. You don't have to be desperate.
Yeah.
You're 35. You're still a young lady. You got to start interviewing. There's a lot of these guys playing these games with you, too. You don't have time to waste with that. Just be more assertive and find out what you want, because that's just what it's about. Now, there's people out there like Tom Likas. I'm going to play him because I'm going to take a break because I want to get some coffee. But to tell you what you're ahead for, you got guys like this who's talking to guys about you ladies and giving them the bullshit how they treat you. Listen, they're out there. This is Tom Likas, and he's talking to guys. Listen to this. I'll be right back. And he's going to tell you, he's telling men how to treat you. And women, you don't need to be treated like dirt. You need to respect yourself, have value, and find somebody that you can live with or deal with. Because there's no such thing as a perfect man because we're all broken. Find somebody that you can put the pieces together and work with. But again, here's Tom Likas, and he's telling guys how to treat you. And I'll be right back.
I am your host. Write down our telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, did you see the guy who wrote Pulp Fiction? Has been arrested for drunk driving after a car crash that killed one of his own passengers. Yikes. Now, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty, but he's already released a statement apologizing and saying how horrible he feels. So I guess I'll let you be the judge of whether he's guilty or not. Ooh-wee. Yikes. Anyway. Very nice to have you here. Apparently a number of you are upset that I have been on the air talking about the fact that you don't need to have conversation with a woman. You don't need to have anything in common. You don't need to have a little chit-chat about politics or things that are going on in the news. You don't need any of that. A number of you are upset. I don't know why. I mean, I'm dead serious. I'll say things in an ironic way or a funny way sometimes, but I'm dead serious about the fact that whether you have sex 3 times a week or 3 times an hour, the point is you're always better off buying nothing and leasing everything. You are better off, whether it's cars or women, getting them with relatively low mileage and then turning them back into the dealer after a year or two, rather than buying one and being stuck with it forever. And, I read from a blog on the air this week about how men, I guess men like me, need to grow up. We need to assume responsibility. I'm a responsible person, and by the way, people say, oh, don't you need to settle down? Guess what? I've got a good job. I show up reliably at work every single day. I own a 4-story house in the Hollywood Hills, which is impeccably maintained. It's worth 4 times what I paid for it. I've now bought a second home up in Santa Barbara County for weekends and vacations. I think I drove a good bargain for myself there. 20 acres. Once I take control of that property in a couple of weeks, it will also be impeccably maintained.
Now, ladies, I'm going to be on your side because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the exact truth. There is no such thing as a good man. This is the truth. This is the truth. There's guys like this out there telling guys, he's been on the air for a while, telling guys how to get over on women, how to scam women, how to treat women. And basically he's thinking, treating women like shit, they're going to love you. I'm against all of that, and I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no such thing as a good guy. Because a good guy could be a bad guy to someone else and vice versa. A bad guy could be a good guy to somebody else. The fact of the matter is, it's a puzzle. We're all broken. Everybody on this planet is broken. Everybody is broken. What I mean by broken is that we all have some kind of trauma, especially if you've been in a relationship and you've been divorced or separated. There's going to be trauma. We're broken people. And and life is like a puzzle. Sometimes you can put the pieces together. And sometimes no matter how much you try or how much you try to stay in a relationship, you get that piece, you can hammer that piece in, you can nail that piece in, and the piece does not fit. The piece does not fit. You cannot make that piece fit no matter how much you try, no matter how much you want it to happen. That piece of that puzzle will not fit in that picture. Is it still a good picture without a couple of pieces missing? Sure, it's workable. But here's the deal. And it is true that we find a lot of women over 30 are single. They have convinced themselves in their head, I don't need a man. Yes, you do. Now, I'm talking about heterosexuals. I'm not going with the gays and the transies and all that kind of stuff. I'll get to you guys later. So you guys go ahead and buy some dresses and whatever. I'm talking to the heterosexual women out there. And I'm telling you the truth. Because I was a playa. Yes, I did. Oh, my God. If I could tell you how many women I bed, you would not believe me. I don't believe me. But I have. And the reason I can say this is because I ran every game in the book, and I get them in bed like you would not believe. Because you know what I did? I reached out to the broken ones. The broken ones who are victims. The broken ones who are complaining. The broken ones who hate that their men treated them so badly. Those were the ones I wanted. Because they're easy to manipulate. They're easy to get in bed. The more psycho you were, more rubbers I will use that night. And I sought them out. And you can say, oh, you're a bad. No, I wanted to bust a nut. See, women, you're going to have to talk real to men. Men are very simple. See, where you get into trouble is it's when you start talking in metaphors. And I know you have to play the game. As what is the game? I'm the nice girl. I'm the nice girl that you're going to marry. I'm not the whore that you've been fucking. That's not true. You're still the whore. And you're probably a whore to your husband, but you're still a whore. And a whore is not bad, being a whore. But the problem is that you get in your head that I got to be a mother, and I got, but you still have the urges to fuck. You want to have sex. And that's not bad. But the thing about it is, let me talk to you ladies over 30, because there's guys like this guy talking about you right now. You have to be honest who you are first. And that's very hard. And what I mean by that is your flaws, meaning that if you're a nagger, if you're this, and you're insecure, or you're one of these people that are dependent on people, blah, 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 you need to get rid of that stuff. You need to work on yourself first. You need to get independent. If you want to have a good relationship, you don't need to depend on anyone. And nobody wants you to depend. It's too much burden. It's too much burden for a woman to say a man is everything, you know, the provider, the supporter. There's too much burden. We can't handle that shit. We're going to end up sheening on you. But ladies, you need to get to a place where you know you have value. You don't need anybody to support you. You don't need anybody to keep you down. You don't need anybody to tell you how beautiful you are, because those are the girls that get in trouble, because it's never enough. You always need your ego fed, and that's where I come in. Because you're going to have a bad day with somebody, and I'll see you in the store, and I'm going, and you're going to look like shit, but I just want pussy. And I'm going to say, hey, you look nice tonight. You're going to give me a big smile because I said something nice to you. I might even give you a look, and you'll fall in my hands. and then I'll give you a smile, and you're in my bed. And then you'll look up and go, oh, my God, I've been married for, I never did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Quit blaming it on me. You did. You know what you wanted, and you got it. Don't tell, but I never did this before. You did it a lot. Shut up. So listen, let me tell you, ladies. Get yourself to a position where you could be independent. And what I mean by independent, financially independent. Secure, not insecure about yourself, and know who you are and like who you are with flaws and everything. You get to that point, you're ready for a relationship because you're not going to rely on any man. You're going to go, you're going to be on the same level as him, and you're not going to be as needy and desperate if the relationship breaks apart. You won't do that because you're an independent woman. You know you can get this financially. You can take care of yourself. You know you feel good about yourself saying this person's not for me, and you're able to go on. Now, you're going to get some victims who can never go on. And, you know, these people will go into the next relationship, and they'll tell you. You meet them, and they'll tell you, oh, my ex-husband was a bastard. They're happy to tell you. My ex-husband used to hit me, this and this and this and this. And you sit there and going, oh, my God, why? I don't know. He was just, well, there's a reason why he hits a bitch. Right now I feel like hitting you. Shut up. But they cannot get over what happened to him, or they cannot believe that they've been left. We got a caller. 111, you're live on the air. Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello,
hey,
caller.
Happy MLK.
Hey, happy King Day, Dr. King Day, Mr. Hotev.
Yeah, I hope King is on the line. Otherwise, this is kind of an odd scenario. No King on the line on King Day.
King's on the line. King, Hotev was asking
King,
for you.
King, you there? What's up? Oh, he's maybe on mute.
He's right.
Hey,
no,
hey,
he's
here.
Hey, what's going on, Hotev?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. New Year, and we're getting ready to rock and roll with Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Hotev, I'm schooling these people about how to treat women. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I'm trying to say to you, and these are women who are over 30 years old. They're past their prime. They cannot go to clubs anymore because they look like a fool. They can't meet men anymore, and they find themselves on Tinder trying to get laid. It's my job to stop this nonsense, Hotev. It's what I do. I'm a public servant. So I'm, and the guys are with me on this because I'm telling guys secrets, and guys don't want me to tell you the secret, but I'm telling you the secret. The secret is this, and guys, don't be manipulated. Warning signs. These are the top 5 warning signs, guys, of a desperate woman. First, she's a victim. She'll come to you as a victim. You'll know she's a victim because that's the first thing out of her mouth. Oh, you know, I'm afraid to go on a date. I don't really know you that well. My last date I had, the person was abusive, and it didn't go well, and blah, blah, blah. It was always about what the person did to them, but they didn't do anything. And I hope you pay for dinner because the last person did not pay for my dinner. And he just let me sit there. Loser. There's a reason she's left it at a restaurant. So when a woman comes to you as a victim, get the hell out. Don't try to fix a woman because you can't fix her. There's a lot of cuckoo going up there. That's another one. That's the first warning sign. Second warning sign. When you ask her out, she wants to go to. She expects to be taken out to a good restaurant. Test her out. If you're going to ask out a woman, say, "Hey, McDonald's is right there. They got 2-for-1 with a Big Mac." Look at her. Just test her out and see how she looks at you. Big Mac. I ain't going to go to dinner with no Big Mac. Well, how much? I want a steakhouse. Really? What she's really telling you is that she's not giving you no pussy for a hot dog. She's not giving you no pussy for a hamburger. She may think about giving you pussy for a steak. Steak for pussy. Don't fall into the steak and meat trap. Don't do it. She's a gold digger. Number 3, kids. This is the problem. Now, a woman over 30 may have children. Now, if you have children, that's cool, because maybe you got a play date. But if you don't have children like me, you better think about what you want, because if you get involved with her, guess what? You're now a stepdaddy. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be playing to the children. And the children know you're playing to them, and they're going to run over you. They're going to smack you. They're going to bitch slap you. The kids will take care of you. Get the hell out.
On the street.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be some bitch.
Bring it home.
And then... Well, it's true, but here's the caveat for being with a woman with a kid. You want to know that relationship, because I'm going to tell you something. If you're ready to go into a relationship with a kid, you better be ready being in a relationship with her ex too, because her ex is not going to leave her life with his children there. So you're going to have to deal with that relationship too. You are now in a threesome relationship with her ex.
Hey, how am I?
And you're
going to
be in
that. You would say would be that you could always sell the kids' organs if you run short of cash, but you didn't go there, so I'm appreciating that.
Oh, that's step six. Thank you.
Yeah, you thought of that.
I didn't think about that. The little bastards sell their organs. But it's true, though. If you're a single man and you've never been in a relationship with a woman that has children, you want to find out what's going on with her and her ex. Now, her and her ex have a nice partying and they're friends and blah, blah, blah. You're almost on safe ground. But if she has a bad relationship with her ex, guess what? It's your problem now. And you got to be ready to know that if you go into a relationship with her, you're in a relationship with the kids and the ex. Am I true? Am I right, guys? I mean, it's true. And you're stuck there.
Yeah.
So you got to be mature enough to say, I know that you want to bang her, I know you want the pussy, but you got to understand that pussy comes with a price tag. All pussy comes with a price tag is see if we can afford it. Pussy's expensive now. Do you know how much pussy was? Back then, crack holes were like $10. Now crack holes are $55.
It's inflation, bro.
Inflation. Get a lap dance. $35. I remember it was $20. Pussy. Inflation. But you have to be able to afford the pussy. Know what you're getting into. And if you're not mature enough to handle a relationship with a woman who already has children, don't tease her and don't give her hope, because she's desperate. No, there's not many men are going to date single women with children. She's not in the market. Nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants to deal with her children and how they're raised. Nobody wants to deal with her ex. Nobody wants to deal with her problems. Most single men do not want to date women with children. I hate to say it. It's true. Hotep, King, don't listen to me. Listen to them. Hotep, now you're a good guy. You're anti-hammer. Go ahead. Okay.
No.
Depends on what?
Depends on the person.
Okay.
Because, there are some men that definitely feel all those points, that's their criteria, but there are some men who feel it's not all those. Some of those points, yes, but not all. And I think that's the good thing about humanity. We come to the table with different, you know, checklists, however we think about it. I don't think all men think that the woman has to be no kids. If she's a great lady, she may have kids. Don't forget, it's the guys that mess things up in the first place that hurt the
right
woman. And so, you know, we can't. It's like the planet being polluted, and we don't want to take responsibility. We got to take responsibility for the damage we caused. So it's not hopeless, ladies. If you're listening to Hammer, don't think we all
pretty
like
much
that.
Is. Pretty much is. But I'm going to try to dig you out of this little hold you're in. And another thing, ladies, if you have children, I'm talking ladies over 30, and it's possible, don't introduce your kids to the man on a first date. Don't do that. You look desperate.
Yeah, and
you look really desperate.
Yeah. Get them to know someone that may not be around. That's not good. Yeah.
Right. for you or the kids. And don't look at, and don't judge a man if he gets along with your children. He could be a good man, but he could be uncomfortable around your kids. And a lot of you ladies go, well, do you like Bill? Do you think he's cool? No, Mommy, I think he's an idiot. And a lot of women, believe it or not, will make a judgment call on their children. Well, I can't date you, Bill. Why can't we date? We had a good time. No, my children doesn't like you. And that's the thing. Remember, if you date a woman with children, you're now in a relationship with the kids. And you're going to be playing to the kids. You're going to be doing things. Instead of taking her to a nice steak dinner, you're going to take them to Disneyland. You'll be doing kiddie stuff just to get into her panties. And it's not going to happen. So the bottom line is, men, you really have to start interviewing women and stop thinking about the pussy. There's pussy everywhere. Let me tell you something. When I was 19, I'm going to tell you something. Why I didn't make a mistake, and I'm going to tell you a secret. I would be dating a woman. I would go out and I'd grab a woman that's very, I'm interested in her, really pretty, refined woman. And then first thing I do is when I ask her, when do you want to go out? And if she mentions the hour of eating time, like 6 or 5 o'clock, to say, I'm not taking you out dinner time. I'm busy. Always make the date around 9 o'clock after she eats dinner. So you don't have to worry about buying her dinner. 9 o'clock, she should already be eating. And another thing, if you think you're going to have sex with her, here's what you do. You got to masturbate 3 or 4 times before you go meet her. That way, you're not horny. You're going to make the mistake. You're seeing her with a clear head. There you go. There you go.
I like it.
A lot of men make the mistake because they're so horny. They're too busy trying to get into her panties and everything. And she could be saying, oh, I killed my ex-husband. And you go, oh, okay, that's cool. Oh, well, why did you kill him? Because he cheated and he was looking at me like a sex object. Oh, okay. And you're not listening to her. You're still thinking about, hey, you want to go to my place? You just heard the woman that she's a murderer, but you don't care. You need to jack off a little bit so you can hear her saying, I'm a murderer. Foo. True. I once fell into that trap. I swear to God, this woman was a biker. I said, okay, she has a jacket on, blah blah blah. True story. I didn't listen to a word she said because in her leather jacket she had no bra and I could see a titty. And she's talking to me, and she's saying, well, I'm a property of so-and-so, property of so-and-so. I'm just thinking, property? What the fuck? White people are slaves? I wasn't thinking the bike club or whatever. And my old man is not here. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But you have to be out in about 3 hours because my old man, okay. I'm not even listening to her. I'm with her. I'm banging her. And all of a sudden I hear this roar like thunder. What the fuck is that? Mm. That's my old man. What? You're married? Exactly. You're married? I told you I was married. What? Get the hell out of there. I never ran so fast. Last time I ran that fast is when a woman said, I love you. And I ran. I broke all records. So jack off before your date so you can have a clear head and listen to the stuff that she will tell you. And women don't hide shit. They're happy to tell you this shit. They're happy to tell you about their kids. They're happy to tell you about their exes. They're happy to tell you about the guy on the job. Oh, you know, on my job, I think my boss keeps looking at my boobs. They're happy to tell you this shit. All you have to do is just listen. Don't even talk. A woman will tell you everything in 1 hour. Just don't interrupt her. Let her talk, and you'll find out everything about her. And then you could run like hell. Run like hell. Thank you. Thank you. And another thing, guys, don't try to save no woman. It won't work. She's depressed and everything. You think you can fix her. Stop it. If she can't fix herself, you sure can't do it either. And King said the best advice. If you marry a hoe and all of a sudden you think that ever since she's married, she's going to be faithful to you, no, she's a hoe. This is what I'm trying to say. You met her because her titties were out. She had no patty. She bent over in your car. You saw her coochie, and you go, that's my new wife. And then you expect, and then you call one day at home and go, where is she? Well, you know where she is. She's at the street corner working it with Willie over there and giving him head for some crack. It could happen. And you expect her to be your wife. You married a crackhead.
Meth heads are worse, though.
Oh, they are the worst. Oh, my. They got that twitch going on, and they scratch themselves like that flea. Yeah, I know. I had to get a flea collar on one of my girls. I was like, oh, what the damn? Damn. Oh, man. So, anyway, Hotep, I'm just going to play something. We got a little bit of time. I want you to comment on it. This is Tom Likas telling, and the reason I'm saying this to ladies is because this guy's been on the air for 10 years, and he's telling a lot of men how to treat a woman. Disrespect her, treat her badly. The worse you treat her, the better she's curious and she wants to be with you. And a lot of men are buying into that, and it's not true. Ladies, you have value. And nobody's perfect. We're all broken. We're all little bits of puzzle pieces, and we can put it together, and you can put it together. Both of you can put the puzzle together and make a beautiful picture. But sometimes that piece does not fit, and when that piece do not fit, you must equit. Huh, where did I hear that? Anyway.
The piece doesn't fit, you must equit.
You must equit. Get the fuck out.
You must quit.
You must quit. Don't try to hammer that piece in, glue that piece, or whatever. And it's not you. And quit blaming. Exactly. And don't blame you because you found a broken guy that a piece did not fit. It may not be you. It's probably him. So don't get into depression, start eating the Haagen-Dazs, and start doing this and being lonely again. Just thank your lucky stars that you had common sense to say, this piece or this guy does not fit my plan. Here's Tom Likas. Hotep, stay right there. King, stay right there. 2 minutes, and he's going to give advice. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
Gary. I earn my money. I save. I invest. I plan. Many evenings, if I am not out meeting chicks, I am at home sitting in front of my fire with a glass of wine and enjoying the hell out of it. How much more settled down do I need to be? Seriously. You don't need to have an intelligent conversation. You don't need to say, you know what, I need to settle down. This is all empty. Where is it all going? Stop being such girls. Stop being such girls about it. As I said to somebody on the air, you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, every goddamn day, you and those three meals. Do you ever look at your dinner plate and go, where is this going? What's happening to us? What am I to you? Am I your consumer? What am I? It's so empty. Every day, bacon and eggs. Subway sandwich for lunch. Pork chops for dinner. Countless gallons of beer. How empty! When is this going to mean something? Where is this going? I need to know where this is going. You never question it. You need to eat, so you eat three times a day. You don't say this is all so empty. You don't say, you know what, I'm gonna go celibate for a year. I'm not going to eat. You don't do that. You know that eating is part of your day, every day. And you like variety. Some days you like Chinese. Some days you like Italian. Some days you want a hamburger. Some days you want a McGriddle. Right? Some days you want a BMT. And I'm not talking about the 6-inch either. I'm talking about the 12-inch with double meat. Some days you want that. You like a little variety. You don't say to yourself, you know what? From now on, it's pancakes every morning. I've got to stick to one plate. So, sorry bacon, sorry eggs, sorry toast, sorry Pop-Tarts, sorry Rice Krispies.
I'm sticking to pancakes from now on. You don't say that. You get as much variety as you can put in your mouth. Can't you do that with women also?
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
What about it? Do we need that much variety? Can one woman satisfy us? Can one woman satisfy us and all of our needs? Do we need a variety?
No.
Is that an honest question?
His example is very simplistic because that's comparing a female girlfriend, mate, wife to a piece of chicken and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which are very passive processes for the food. The food doesn't get to bite us back. The cow doesn't go, you know what, you bit me? F that, I'm coming after you. So it's a very domineering concept that he presented, which is doesn't apply in real life. Now, if he were talking about basketball, hey, you don't want basketball every day. Sometimes you want a little bit of soccer or chess. Then that's apples and apples. But he's comparing a female to piece of chicken and macaroni and cheese. And it's just not. Maybe in kindergarten, but not as we grow up. It's not a good example at all. I think humans are much more complex and diverse. And actually, Hammer, I don't think the puzzle always has to fit. Even in life, we're getting older. Some things don't make sense, and they won't make sense even when we die because it's beyond our control, some of these things. I decided this year not to make all the puzzles fit, just to get enough pieces that I feel happy that these are the pieces I need to make my relationships or my ventures or my health good. Because it's never going to be perfect. We don't live in, you know, a world that is built for us to have all the best things. So, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What we like is what we like. What turns us on, turns us on. Okay? I've been with a girl, a woman. Nice big set of tits, man. Oh,
of course. I was waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good tits. There was a reason I was with her. But she said in our relationship, if I masturbate, it is considered cheating. It's true. Hand to God. It's considered cheating. To her, it was the same thing as if I actually went out and cheated with another person. So what she's saying, I stayed with her for 5 years. So what she is saying to me, I no longer could masturbate. I can't. If I did, of course she was Jewish, and she was specialized in the guilt. I cheated. I betrayed her. So for me to stay in that relationship, when you say nobody's perfect, and I don't masturbate that often, but I like to have the option. You know what I'm saying? I like to have the option. I like to know that the door's open to that. So what do you do? And I'm just saying, I'm saying that example because I'm saying a lot of examples. There's another girl that I was with. She didn't like to give head. No sucky-wucky. No sucky for me. But everything else was perfect. She didn't even mind anal, but I'm not into the anal thing. But there's no sucky-wucky. Nope. Hammer's not getting the lip. So what I'm trying to say is there's sacrifice in all relationship. And what he is saying, and can a man just say, you know, this is what I like in an intimacy situation, but I would have to give that up to be with this person. How much do we have to give up of our happiness to be with somebody because we're so in love? And what do we sacrifice? Because love is sacrifice. Any man who's been married or who still is married loses their individuality and it's sacrifice every day. Sacrifice, compromise. Sacrifice, compromise. It's never about you. It's about us. If you buy something for you, it's wrong. Even purchasing things for the home, it has to be about us. Am I correct? Please help me with this. Do you believe that when you're involved with someone, it's always sacrifice and compromise? Sacrifice, compromise. Let's go there first. Tell me I'm wrong. Anybody, there's King and you are here, Hotep. Talk to me.
I was waiting for King because I have a few thoughts.
Well, King?
I'll let him soften you up first before I come in.
Sure.
Sure.
But, you know. Yeah.
Okay, you can go first. You know, I'm just kind of want to just listen, you know, because that's a lot of thought to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. It's an honest question.
Oh, yeah.
When do we lose our individuality and we don't become – King hasn't become – King has not – I'm going to take a guess. King has not become King in a long time because you know why? Because I know this. King loves his children so much, and they're great kids. King will think of his kids first before he would think of him. Am I correct, King? Am I correct?
That's right. Correct. That's right.
Your move in life will dictate what affects the children before you. If you were single and you didn't have children, you'll be doing stupid stuff. You'll be doing crazy stuff. But the kids have made you grown up, and you got somebody dependent on you now. So every move you make, even dinner, will depend on others. Am I correct?
That's right.
So
when
we get into the relationship, isn't it the same way? We are now, we lose our individuality. We are now dependent on making her happy, don't want to make her mad, don't want to make her upset. We have to be accountable for what we do. We have to make a phone call before we go to somewhere else, before we make a decision. Where's the happiness in that?
Well, some of that is a part of being in a relationship. If someone is single and they don't have those responsibilities, if you're in a relationship, that's the whole purpose, whether it's a business relationship, a friendship, a loose friendship alliance, or marriage or dating. However, each person can still keep some of their individual preferences. It doesn't always have to be about the kids. Sometimes the person has to take care of him or herself.
Well, kids, I understand. Well, it was unfair to do that question. I would die for my children. I would live for my children. But, okay, let's take the kids out because I understand that. But let's go to the one-on-one peer with a woman. That when you're involved and people go, you know what, I've been single for a while. I would love to have, they romanticize this. I would love to have somebody with me. I would love to have somebody watch TV with me. I would love to have somebody next to me in bed. Yeah, all that sounds great, but you're going to give up something. And the rest of you, and before you get into a relationship, you better be willing to give up a lot and sacrifice a lot and compromise all the time. Am I wrong here, Hotep and King? I'm just saying.
It depends on the relationship. Some relationships, people are two peas in a pod. Everything they do together, it's the same thinking. Someone compromises to fit into the pod. In others, it's not like that. There's a different dynamic where one person keeps a portion of their individuality, the other person keeps a portion of their individuality. I think it really depends on the individuals that make up the couple. And one size doesn't fit all. What works for me doesn't work for some other people and vice versa. That's why I said it's such a great experience to have other people out there, because what doesn't work for one person, someone else says, oh, wow, that's perfect. Yeah, this is the right person for me. You know?
Well, let me counter that. Normally when you compromise, it's usually the woman gets her way and not the man. And I think the men are fooled in a false partnership. I think when you're in a relationship, the woman is more outspoken. She knows what she wants. She tells you what to wear. She tells you what to do and this and this and this. And the one who's making the most compromise is the man and not the woman. She seems to run the show. There is men who come home with their paycheck, and what did they do? They give it to her. You know why they give it to her? Because she handles the bills. Majority of the men do this. 75% of the men who come home with their paycheck, guess what they do? They give it to the woman who handles the bills or the joint account. So the compromising is the woman is usually the more dominant in the relationship and tells you what to do, and you're the guy who's compromising most of the time. Am I correct, Hotep? Am I correct, King? I want to learn from you guys.
Not for me, but maybe for some other people. That would work.
I see. All right. Mr. Saint, let me tell you something. You know, he's such a good guy. You know what, King? I'll date him. I'll date him. He's such a good guy.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
Listen, I'm not taking any McDonald's. I'm just letting you know.
I know. I'll give you a bean pie. Shut the fuck up. should we sacrifice, if we all have our own freakness going on, and I gave you two examples, which are true examples, and do we give up who we are and what we like because it makes the other person comfortable? I'm saying, let's say in your romance department, you like to do certain things, and I'm not going to get explicit because it ended up being a thing, but you happen to like it or whatever. Or maybe she wants you to eat something that you're not hungry. You know what I'm talking about. And black men don't eat that. I don't know. We don't eat that. They didn't have that in Africa. I ran away from the plantation because I had to eat that shit. I'm free now. I get some real meat. But some women and some black men go, you know what? No. And then she ends up cheating because there's always some black guy who's, you know, who's ready to eat. He's just hungry. You know, he's like a homeless person. He's ready just to munch on a muffin as soon as he can. Here's a panty dropping. It could be a homeless person pulling down her nasty-ass drawers, and he goes, pussy? Because that's how men are. But do we have to give up who we are? Or is maybe some freak stuff that we like because it makes her feel uncomfortable? How do you do that? How do I give up, you know, maybe getting some head or a blowjob because she feels that she doesn't have... I have this neighbor. I have to whisper because my window's open. She, and guys, this is all true. We're just talking one day. And she says, hey, I got the pass. I go, what the hell, what kind of pass you got? I don't have to do blowjobs anymore. My husband doesn't... He told me I don't have to do blowjobs. I go, what? That's a thing? Yeah. I'm free. I didn't know it was, you know what I mean? She was really happy about that. I finally met a man who has, I go, bullshit. But anyway, I said that in my head. And it's like, so you're never going to get, no, I don't have to do it anymore. Okay. You know what's in my head? He'll get it from somebody else because I'm going to tell you something. We are who we are. And it's unnatural to take something that is natural to us to bring us a little pleasure because there's only very little pleasure we can get. And you take that away, guess what? It doesn't go away. We're going to find somebody who can do it. So the next girl that looks like a Kardashian with these little lips that have these, that has all this puff-up lips, it's not by no collagen, baby. But what I'm trying to say is, what do we do in that situation? Especially in the bedroom. And women have the same problem. He doesn't satisfy me. He doesn't do this. It's because you don't talk to him. You got to learn to talk to your man so you could communicate in the bedroom. The problem with women is that they don't talk. And a lot of them don't even speak dirty. I mean, ladies, you got to whore up, man. Say some dirty words. It is funny. I had an author come on a show. This is no lie. She comes on a show. Her book, everything in her book. You know, fucking this, and he gave me a blowjob, and he ate my pussy. I mean, everything. I read it. I interviewed her. Okay. So I asked her, true story, I asked her, can you read one of these insert or whatever from your book? Oh, no, I can't. This is her book. Swear to God, it's true. No, I can't do that. I go, what do you mean you can't do that? It's your book. It has dirty words in it. You wrote the dirty words. Oh, I can't say that. You can't say it? And meanwhile, she's promoting her book. Go figure. So what do? If your woman tries to take away something that gives you enjoyment and it's part of you, what do you do? Hotep, since you're the king of love, You're like the Cupid. What do you do? She takes away. She feels uncomfortable with some of the things that bring you pleasure. What do you do?
Give it up.
Hmm?
Give it up.
You give it up?
Seriously? In the grand scheme of things and the priorities, it isn't typically in the top 10. And so since it isn't, you know, top 10 things may be more critical. So that's not as critical. Yeah.
Talk for yourself. What do you mean? Like, you're running around with blue balls and everything in a bean pie. Jesus. I don't know. Why should you have to give that up?
Well, because it's not a top 10 type priority thing in the grand scheme of things, at least for me.
Au contraire, Mier. Intimacy is part of a relationship. If you lose the intimacy in a relationship, do you agree? If you lose the intimacy in a relationship, you lost the relationship. Do you agree?
No, because as people get older, what often happens is one or two of them, there's some issues in that area, but they often don't divorce or separate. The reason is because their relationships are beyond the bedroom activity.
But that's all I have. I don't have anything else. That's my one true talent. Have you ever tried talking to me and have a serious subject? It doesn't go anywhere. The only thing I have is my body. But do you actually believe, Hotep, do you actually believe that one man and one woman forever, that it's possible to have one man and one woman to stay together forever without the cheating, just one person?
No, it doesn't
work.
Is it
possible?
Yeah, it's possible, but it's not for everyone. Some people need that larger quantity, and that's just them. One or both need it. And for others, they don't. In fact, some people don't need anyone. They're good on their own.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really, you know, and we had that discussion because more and more women who are over 30, 35 are perfectly happy by themselves. Perfectly happy. They're independent. They can do this and this and this. But there is that factor that we all get lonely. There is that factor that we need to pair. That's how the Lord brought us into this earth. Adam had Eve, and Eve had a snake. Just how it is. You know, I don't think a woman could be happy by herself. I really don't think. I know a man can't. Do you really believe that a man could be happy just being by himself, an older man, let's say 60, 65, 70,
yes.
could he just be happy being by himself? Do you believe that?
Yeah, there are people that are, their whole life is research or doing art or martial arts. And, you know, you never run into people like that.
They're not usually happy. We only got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you something else. What happens if you love your woman? She's everything. She's perfect in every way. Intimacy, she's good. And she comes to you and say, hey, I would like to bite somebody else in my bedroom. What do you do? She'd like to explore. She'd like to go outside the marriage. What do you do?
Unless it's King and Hammer, I would say possible.
Interesting. Yes, did I hear King? King, did you? King, could you be with a woman that says, I want to go outside my marriage and maybe bring somebody else in the bedroom?
I'm not supposed to handle their problem.
I don't know. Could you? Could you do that?
No.
You know, I thought I couldn't. You know, as liberal as I am, if I love someone and if she said to me, you know, I want to spice things up and I want this is a club and I want you to watch me getting late. I think this is the joy that turns me on. Or, you know what, I have a girlfriend, I want her to bring over and I want to watch her do you. Does that mean she still loves you, or you're saying, well, she doesn't really love you because if she loved you, she wouldn't share you with anybody else? Isn't that a form of she still can love you and have that freak? What do you guys think?
Yes, it's possible to still have the relationship.
Mm. Okay. All right. You're just a liberal
guy. Don't call
guy,
my wife up, Hammer.
I'm glad your wife doesn't listen to you. That's bullshit. Get your ass home. She's a good woman, and you're talking like that. Well, no, you would not do it. You would not do it. You're focused. You have a belief, and that doesn't fit into your belief about faith.
It does. Remember what I told you in terms of my main priorities. Some of the other topics are not in the top, and so adjustments in things that aren't the priorities aren't as difficult to do. Adjustments in the things that are the top priorities are much more difficult and less likely to occur because they're more critical to who the individual is and their, you know, standards or their objectives for themselves and for the relationship.
Okay. You're a very intelligent man. Oh, by the way, we got 2 minutes left. I promise a review. Okay, I don't have time for it. I rented Scream. I took my lady to see Scream at the theater. I give it a C+. It's campy. It's fun. The worst movie I saw this week was Halloween Kills. Do not see that movie. Stupidest movie ever. No, Matrix. The last Matrix movie was just mind-numbing bad. Stay away from Halloween Kills and The Matrix. That's my review. Hey, guys, you know what? It's good to hear your voice. Good to see you come in. I didn't know what to expect when I'm coming on the air. And,
hey, you all, a good movie is called Overlord. It's a military movie. My kids and I saw it last night.
Really? It's called Overlord?
Yeah, really good. I was shocked. One of the best movies
really?
In the past year. Mm-hmm. It's about a military situation.
Really? Is that in the theater?
We watched it on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, you got
it? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at it. I like it. It sounds like one of those sci-fi movies. It sounds like
yeah,
I like
it. Yeah, it has a twist of that. Yep. Very entertaining.
Yeah. Okay.
And some
scenes
you like, Hammer. The
bedroom. I think I like it. I will be on the air tomorrow. What is tomorrow? I will be on the air tomorrow at the same time, 7 a.m. And we will continue this conversation. We're also going to start doing things about crime and punishment, true crime stories, real-life crime stories, what's going on in the court cases right now. I stayed away from Trump right now because Trump is just trolling everybody, giving little hints that he wants to run for 2024. He's not. The only thing he's running from is from the police and the FBI. He's not running. Melania says she will never, never go back to that White House. So Trump's going to say, fuck her, and run on his own. Would you vote for Trump without the First Lady? Because, you know, this is bullshit. But I tried to stay away from the politics, but we will talk about true crime, supernatural stuff. We got guests coming on that you guys are going to love, A-list guests as well as indie guests. I'm going to start interviewing again. It's great to be back. I will see you guys at 7 a.m. Hotep has the last word, and King has the last word. You got 10 seconds, Hotep. What is the word?
R.I.P. to MLK.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I had a dream. I had a dream that King went to Sweden and found a white girl. I had a dream that King came back and said, that's the worst experience I ever had in my life, and he made it home. All right, Hotep.
And I had
King,
a dream that he got on her right knee. And she started gulping my penis down her throat.
I had a dream. Oh, man. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody. Fight the power. Back power. Right on. And
thank you.
I'm wearing my Black Power T-shirt, by the way, today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Because we whooped Steve's ass up today.
Oh! I forgot. That was embarrassing. I mean, how could he do that? How could he do that to Rosenberger? I mean, they were doing trick plays that you see. You know, they had Kelsey even as a quarterback scoring on Pittsburgh. It was an ass kicking. It was an ass kicking. Kansas looked good, man. Kansas City looked good. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. But you know what? Next week is going to be a hard one. When they go against the Titans, that's going to be the test. But they look good. Go Kansas City. I saw it. It was embarrassing. You almost made me cry for Roethlisberger. Damn. And my Raiders got spanked like a bitch. Dallas did something stupid. We got to start talking about more sports on this show. I'm used to having a girl on this show and everything. I used to have a sports show, by the way. We had great ratings. I got to start including sports, especially with the playoff and the wild card. We got to bring it back just for the playoffs. Congratulations on Kansas. Yeah. Congratulations on Kansas City. Huh? I didn't hear you, Hotep.
Sorry, is Ellen okay?
I don't know. This is 2022. I have a new executive producer. She's working behind the scenes. A new business partner. She's also good. Ellen's doing her thing. She wants to do her thing. She wants more time to do her business, you know?
Okay.
And I go, and it's time for the bird to fly.
Yeah.
See, there's some, you know, I had, Ellen was not like this. I have four or five other girls who are co-hosts. And they used to get mad at me. It's nothing like Ellen. Ellen has her own business. She wants to do it, but it just reminds me of the story. And they used to say the same thing. You better be careful how you treat me, because if I don't come on a show, you don't have a show. I go, really? I'm not kidding you. That's right. You can't do this by yourself. Yeah, I could. Well, now, yeah. I go, you're blocked, bitch. Oh, Hammer, can I come back? No. I'm doing this by myself. You know, I used to tell this story, and it's true. I said, when they're business partners, don't let me find out how good it is to work without you. Don't let me find that out. Because if I find out how good it is to work without you, I don't need you. I don't need you. So work with me, and then this, and, oh, well, I'm not going to go on a show for 4 days. Okay. I'm on a show for 4 days. I'm going, hey, this works out pretty damn good. All right, I'm back. Oh, no, you're not. I found out I can work better without you. Never let me find out how good it is to work without you. As far as Ellen's concerned, Ellen needs to go her own way. It's that time. Ellen's been with me for 10 years. It's that time.
Oh.
I have people before. Yeah, and she wants a shot of her own business. She doesn't want to be in my shadow. It's not, you know, it's nice to have a white shadow, but she doesn't want to be in my shadow anymore. She wants to be Ellen Johnson, CEO.
Well, you know, I enjoyed her being on. I miss her. I wish the best for her, you know, and
sure.
And I pray that everything is all right with her, you know. It's good. It's good that you just told us that you have another producer that is working with you, you know. I just got to let everybody know, man, you know, Brian's an awesome guy, you know. Me being a single father, man, so many times I wanted to just, like, fuck everything. But Brian has gave me a lot of knowledge. He encouraged me a lot. And it's like Brian's a great person to work for and to work with, you know. So people who are working with you should appreciate you, you know. I'm not saying that no one in the past appreciated you or anything like that, but that's just how I feel, you know. I just wanted to say that, but you know, the show must go on, and like I said, I'm always going to be around. I'm always going to be here. I appreciate everything you've done for me and everything, and
God is good.
Thank you, man.
So, you know, everybody just needs to do what they want and do what's comfortable and what they like, I guess. You know, I don't know, but all I can say is that this show ain't going nowhere. You know, so either with them or you without it.
Based
you,
on what, also what King is saying, just for me personally, I don't mind playing second or third behind people that agree with what they do, right?
Right.
It's no problem. I think, Joe, some people have another thought process, and their thinking is they want to be the one out front, which is fine, but just
sure.
For some of us, I'm like, look, if I got to back up somebody, that's great. I just back them up, you know. But it's okay. We're all different.
You're a hell of a guy, and you're never backup, man. You're always – both of you guys are prime time. You're never backups. But I just want to say this.
Yeah.
When you care about something – me and Ellen did not part angry. When you care about somebody as much as I care about Ellen, I knew that she wanted to make what she wanted to make on her own a success without any help from anybody. She was at that point. She was at that point to see if she can make it. I'm 100% with her. I'm here for her. But I care about her enough to not to say, no, you're staying with me because of my own agenda. You care enough about a person going, hey, I understand what you need to do. Go do it. I'm here. And you're always, you know what I mean? You're always welcome to come back. But I'm cheering you on because I know that you need to do what you need to do. And that's when you care for someone, you know? She needs this. And I will support her. And King, please, for me, stay friendly with her because she did it classy.
Oh, yeah.
She did it nice. We're good friends.
Yeah.
We're not fighting or anything. Yeah. It's just me caring about a person who spent so many years with me that I'm saying, oh, yeah, because she wanted to do her business. Hey, you know what? I'm championing it. I'll do a commercial for you, anything I can do, because I want to just thank you for being part and helping me out, and not only helping me out, just being part of the show. You'd never help me out. You were part of the show. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like that asshole, hey, yeah, you helped me out. No, she didn't help me out. She was the show, part of the show.
Yeah.
And I want to thank her for her time. And I'm cheering her on, man. I want her to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
I want her to succeed. And if she doesn't, I'm right here. She's not going to fall. She's not going to fall that far because I'm going to catch her with my net. I got my eye on her.
Yeah.
She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
And my next executive producer, you guys will love her. I think she's a lesbian. Not quite sure, but we'll find out.
Thank you for that announcement.
I know. She told me to don't say anything, but you know I will. We'll see if she has what it takes. She'll see if she has what it takes to be Ellen, right? We'll see what she's made out of. All right.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow morning, and
you
thank you.
All
right. Thank you. Take care. Bye, Hotep. Bye, King. Have a great one.
Bye.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. See y'all tomorrow.
Happy King. Okay, buddy. Bye.
Bye.